Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took a island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Your feelings undercover. I'm an action city lover. Guess we all been for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it, can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coupe. Pulling one on top but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been a pool. She an addict for the lifestyle and the paddock. How you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be drippin' to death, I need a casket. And we got more stress in the rough, I'm foul, tech em. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help em. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Top field, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a taffy, I'm not no bunny. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. We finna knock straight out of the dungeon. I'm in the knock. I go in the mouth, she comes to me nothing. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Me muggin' got me clutching. Yeah, and it's stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took a island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Living undercover. I'm an action city lover. Guess we all been for each other. Now that all the dogs free. Out in these streets, can you do it, can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
In a Hellcat cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga land favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key.
We gonna stop it right there. We gonna stop it right there. I stopped the song early cause we got some Hellraising going on in Detroit today, baby. Just in the grudge world, Detroit, we got some Hellraising going on. They got that fucking dispute. And I wanna get to the bottom of it. Well, you know the Young Money guy, they went down south and put in their work. So they gonna, I know they're gonna come on and they gonna get some shit going. But I wanna talk about something. I'm gonna ask a few of you guys some things on here, like, you know, what do you think about what do you feel everything and drag racing is? When the person say you got everything in drag racing, what do you think that is? I hope Brother Slop is on. If he ain't somewhere feeding his fat fucking face, I hope he's on, because I sure like to get his opinion. I like to get a lot of you guys' opinion. I want to get Melvin's opinion if he's on. What is everything in grudge racing? Because yesterday, we had two individuals on the phone, and from my understanding, the bet was, I'm going to bet you what everything in drag racing is. But from these other guys, they said, well, it's about what that man said. But to me, everything in drag racing is everything, is what everybody around the country say everything in drag racing is. But we have some guys that made a bet on everything in drag racing, and we came up with some shenanigans. So I'm finna open this mic up. 313-9623. Who is that? Is it Melvin? 313-9623. Okay. Bub, I'm gonna ask you this, Bub. What is your interpretation of everything in grudge racing? What's your interpretation of that?
Everything in drag racing, you mean?
Yeah, everything in drag racing. If a guy offer you everything in drag racing, what is your interpretation of that?
The back tire and
okay.
The clear.
Okay. I'll take that. So, hey, Bub, I'm going to say this. My interpretation and your interpretation of everything in grudge racing and drag and grudge racing is the same. We had a little dispute.
I thought that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. We had a little dispute with two individuals
on
the phone yesterday. And it's two guys that's supposed to really know they shit up here. And they kind of had an issue on a bet. Now, one person is saying the guy is, he's what you call that when he don't pay, he folding on the bet or he reneging on the bet. But, you know, this other guy said, now I'm not going to tell you what he said. I want to get a couple of more people on so I can see what their interpretation of everything in grudge racing is. You know what I mean? What you said, back tie, the brake, and the clear. That's what I thought it was also. But this other certain individual, he said he added something else to it. But
must be a jitty bomb, Kimo.
Well, you know the guy, and yeah, you have called him a jitty boom. Oh yeah, you called him a jitty boom and everything. But you know that. But I can't see how one person can take something and run with it, and then you got some other guys. Yeah. You know they're going along to get along, and that's not how stuff do. That's how you get things blew all out of proportion. Instead of just sticking with one, when you got one thing, you should stick with that. You going off into something? Hold on. Yeah, they going off into something else. Before, hold on, I got a text here. What did it say? Hang on, let's say, ask more people before you go into it. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask more people before I go off into it. That's why I said I wasn't going to tell what it was. I just want to see when somebody put their hand up as they come in, I would like to ask them what is their interpretation of everything in grudge racing. I wish Dog was on. I would like to get his opinion on everything in grudge racing. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a lot of guys that offer that to people. Man, you got everything in grudge racing. You got everything in drag racing. You know what I mean? I got another guy.
There shouldn't be no argument on that though, Kimo. That's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? That's lame.
Right. Hold on.
We got a lot of shit to talk about tonight, man.
Right. Hold on. But I won't get this addressed because this is coming to a problem, Bub. Hold on. 706-2126, your mic over. This dog.
Yes, sir. And you know damn well, Kimo, you're telling the truth. You and Bub both know that's what everything is. Back time.
Dog, I lost you, baby. Come on with it, dog. I lost you. Where you go?
He might have hit the mute button by mistake.
No, you there?
Okay. Dog, yeah, I'm here. I can hear you now. Yeah,
back
I can hear you now, dog.
The clear. You and Bub are 100% right. Back tie to breaking the clear, man. The rest of that shit is some bullshit, man. The rest of that stuff, I'm going to be honest, I ain't going to tell you because I know what you're talking about. The rest of it is a stiff. The rest of the shit is a stiff. That ain't no damn, that's a stiff. That ain't no everything in racing. That's a stiff.
Right. I got another guy. Uh-oh. Here go one of the culprits. But you know, hold on, big fella. I'm going to hold you up for a minute before I open you up. But I like you say, dog, once you guys put up, that's just like with the rain rule. If it's raining and we traveling, you guys say if it's 40%, you know, if it's 40% and you coming from up north to race a guy down south, the guy up north shouldn't have to travel.
I heard a
Hold on. Somebody got a lot of noise. Who is that? Bub, you got anybody on your line?
They said it was a twist in it, Kimo. They said the guy they gonna call was gonna be the DP man, and when they called him, he said something else, and they said that's why he lose the bet. That's what they were saying.
Yeah, but that's not how. I mean, when you going, okay, if you and law is law. Let's just say that this everything in grudge racing is the law. Let's just say that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, when you call a brother. I mean, when you call him, he can't add nothing else to it.
That's right.
What it is. Everything in garage racing is exactly what you said.
That's right.
These guys, they's trying to add shit on and make it into their favor. My thing is, man, let's just keep it 100. Everything in grudge racing is what
back tie breaking the clear. Back tie to breaking the clear is what's considered.
That's it, man.
Everything
that's
in racing.
That's it, man.
That's it. That's it. Ditto. That's it. I agree, 100%.
You know, then first thing, because you called this guy, he added something nice. No, that's not what it is. But that's people trying it's people trying to swindle another person out of their money, man. So I'm going to open up these other two mics, dog, and see what these guys, I know this guy, what he finna go on a rampage, but I'm going to open Tim House, Mike, and
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, dog. Can I talk to dog? Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Please give that man the right information and quit giving him wrong information. Please, dog. Please do the right thing. Don't do that, dog.
No.
Hey, dog, you said the man 100% correct, and that is not how the bet went, dog.
You're 100% wrong.
The bet is whatever dog says.
Y'all hold the noise down, man. Hold up. I said he was 100% correct when he asked what is in it.
Damn, dog, we lost.
Somebody keep muting dog Mike. Somebody muting dog Mike.
Nah, ain't nobody mute dog Mike. Mike, dog must be in the bad area.
Oh, he went out.
Mike.
He went out.
Hold on,
Kimo. Just hold on. We having a discussion. Can I please ask the man a question?
That's not me talking.
Yo.
You talking right now. Could you please be quiet?
Kimo asked the question.
You're not, because you're still talking.
Hey,
and he's right. Hey, he's right, dog. Dog, he's 1,000% right.
I didn't say nothing about the bet now. I didn't say nothing about the bet.
Dog, hold on, dog. When you just said the bet, you said that's some bullshit. And that's wrong, dog. You're telling the wrong now. You're telling the wrong, dog.
Okay, it's wrong because you said it's wrong. I say it ain't wrong.
I understand you saying it ain't wrong, but I done heard you say multiple things, and that ain't what you done said before. You said,
I heard
I'm in the
man
with
said
what
call
said.
Man.
Can
who
I finish?
Really
can I finish
where
now, please?
Go. That was the bit from what I said.
Can I please finish asking you the question? If
you
allow
me to ask the question,
and
quit beating around the bush.
Well, you keep talking, though, dog. Hold on. Did you or did you not? Hold on, dog. Did you or did you not? Say, I didn't agree with what Skin said, but I got to go along with it because I chose him. Did you or did you not say
it? I just, you ain't listening. You see, you talking and don't listen to what I said.
All right, I'm going on mute then, man, because the man lying.
Where you
go, dog?
Hold on.
But it's okay.
Dog, where you go, dog?
I'm going to let Judge D talk to him because I know the fuck I heard him say.
Bobby,
Cole on. Dog said that those are the steps, and that off the trail, the back tie, and the break is the rule. First of all, there's no rules. All of them are steps. Everything out your mouth in grudge racing is nothing but steps. Ain't no rules in grudge racing. You make them up as you go, and you change them as you go. When that man said, call Leon, and Brother Tim agreed to call Leah, he should be made to pay double when you're going to call a man that's running around selling T-shirts that says off the trailer. That's okay, it, and that's
okay,
all.
But the original
we come on
bet
here.
Was.
We can come on. Allow me. Can I finish? Can I finish?
But D, would you please stick to the facts, D, because you're going to throw it off by talking about what he's saying on his shirt. That ain't got nothing to do with it. They agreed to go with what he said.
Hold on, boy. May I finish? That's what I'm trying to tell you. When I was privileged to hear the bet from the beginning to the end. The bet was everything in racing. Roy Tim said it was one thing. Lil Will said it was another. Lil Will offered up a $100 bet. Roy Tim accepted the bet. I called a $100 bet with Lil Will. He did not accept my bet. So now you got one bet lying out there. Lil Will says, call Leon. Get Leon on. Roy Tim said, good. Get Leon on. When Leon come on, Leon's word is the prayer book. Who you all agreed to accept. So now when I don't side with you, all of a sudden you want Leon, now you want dog. Dog side with Bro Tim. You don't want dog. Come on, man. You agreed to accept what Leon said, that's final. I don't care what nobody said on the phone. Everything in race ain't nothing but a steal.
Hey, dog.
If anybody says it's not, it's telling a lie.
Hey, dog, this mister, I guess Tim House wanted me to come on the phone. And
dog ain't even on there. He ain't said nothing, though.
I am on there. Everybody can't talk
dog,
at the same time.
Dog, there you go.
I'm sorry.
Well, Tim House texted me, asked me to come on, says 911. After hearing this garbage, I'm assuming this is what he wanted me to get on and say my piece. So here it goes so I can get back to my wonderful dinner. Okay? If me and you call a bet, dog, simple. Me and you call a bet, and you say call skin, and we say bet, and it's locked in for $100. I do not care if you agree with what skin say. When you said call skin, I agreed, and we said bet and locked it in for that $100. Okay, whatever skin say is what we got to go with. We don't like the decision Skin made with Melvin Coney. You understand what I'm saying? But he was the DP man. It does not matter in the end. You can say whatever you want. Who got screwed? Who didn't get screwed? Skin was the DP man. Melvin agreed. Leon agreed. That's the end of it. Everything else is just for pure entertainment.
Bro, let me
Skin
let me
was
say
DP
this,
man.
Let me say this.
Hold Kimo. Hold on. When they got to talking, Lil Will is right, as far as I understand. When you say you get everything in drag racing, that off the trailer garbage don't go with that. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't never seen it, you know. But Tim House say that's what he believes, okay? Lil Will say it don't. They locked in $100, dog. Little Will asked that man to call Leon. He asked for that and locked it in. With him saying call Leon, Tim House agreed. I don't see what the discrepancy is. As far as the rules, is Little Will right? Yeah. I told him that. He right. That off the trailer.
That's
comments, don't go.
Question. People just asked me what it was everything race. I just answered the question as I was asked.
Well, answer this for me. If we lock it in and you say off the, everything in drag racing don't include off the trailer, and I say, well, everything in drag racing do include off the trailer, and you say, well, bet 100. I say, well, bet the 100 then. You say, bet. I say, bet. You say, well, call Leon.
If they made Leon the DP man, then if he screwed it up, he screwed it up. But whoever he screwed it up for, in their favor, they win.
But that's what we're talking about, though, dog. That's what I tried to ask
you,
but you didn't want to ask.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I didn't disagree with that. I went back when Kimo asked me what was everything in racing. I told him. He 100% right. And they said that Leon was going to be the DP man.
And we all say you 100% right.
Yeah,
I agree with you, dog.
But
that
wasn't the bet.
Yeah.
Well, Kimo wasn't on the phone. Kimo gonna try his damnedest to make it be where
baby mama. Hold on, let me put a disclaimer. That man told me when I got on the phone, he betted. He said we betted off the trailer.
what is everything off the trace? I'm going off what he's saying. We bet it. What is everything off
now
the trace?
Saying it
I
wrong.
Mean, everything
saying
ain't
wrong.
Grudge. Everything
Kimo.
Ain't
well,
grudge.
Let me
hold
tell
on,
you
hold
this,
on. See, hold on. Stop. Let me get it right. He said, I bet it Tim House. Everything in grudge racing. And I told him, everything in grudge racing does not include off the trace. That's what I'm going. That's the original bet. Brother, how y'all twisted around the bet is.
But he allowed Leon to answer it.
Hold
he
on.
Allowed Leon. You leaving that out.
Hold on, Kimo.
You leaving it out.
Hold on, Ken. Kimo, here go the
he
thing. And this is when I say, bro, and I got to go back. I got surfing turf and all this other good shit in here to eat. I ain't got time to, you know, talk to you forever about this. But this is what I don't understand, okay? How is anyone twisting it around, bro, when we just giving you the pure facts? You say it's twisting
it
around because
your
man
ain't right.
Hold on. No. It don't matter. That's what I'm saying. What y'all
man,
doing is some lame shit,
but
bro.
But then I hear,
no. Matter.
No, what I hear Skin say, they did not make Leon to be
Skin
man.
Was
they
not on the phone. Skin was not on the phone.
Hold on.
He just wanted to ask Leon a question. This is when I told Lil Will, bro. You trying to play a work? You trying to play games to get out that little $100 bet? You understand what I'm saying? When I don't think Tim House would have cared, no way.
Let me find out who's talking, man. Because it don't make no fucking sense. You can't put your fucking phone on mute, man. I don't understand this shit.
Hey, come on, keep out.
But that whole, I'm just asking.
You didn't need
no $100 bet, man, to just call Leon and ask no questions. You didn't need to lock no $100 bet in.
You keep talking about locking in. Ain't nothing locked in, man. We had a bet.
Okay.
We never said we're going to pay off what Leon say, man. I got on the phone. I said, Tim, everything in grudge racing does not include no off the trailer. Yes, it do. I said, Tim, I bet 100. It don't include everything on the trailer. Who was that talking in the background? Now, Kimo, we ain't never locked no bet in. I said, all right, let's call Leon, man. We never said we're going to pay off Leon. We never made Leon a DP man. No, Leon was never a DP man, and never I said, I'm paying off what Leon said. We never said that. Leon got on the phone and said, man, the way I lock my races in, I lock them in, they're going to be off the trailer. I'm like, that don't make sense. We can always go get another person. I never said we're going to pay off what Leon said, man. It's a totally different thing. If I said, you know what, we're going to go off whatever Leon said, we're going to pay off of that. Ain't no D. Leon was no DP man. I just said, let's call Leon. He the closest person we know on the phone. I could have said, call Kimo, call anybody. I didn't say I was paying off what Leon said. And everybody in the world know Leon is wrong.
So what
just
you
like
going to pay off
like,
for then?
Just, hold on, man. We can pay off, I already know, 100 to 1. If we call 20 motherfuckers, Leon, the only one going to say that, man. 19 going to say he wrong.
Well, my question is,
You're not letting me finish, man. If Tim House didn't like what Leon said, he can say, oh, no, man, let's call Willie Dawg. Because that's some bullshit what Leon said. I can't say nothing against that because I did not lock in and say we're paying off what Leon say, man. I don't know where y'all keep getting this shit at where we locked in and all this crazy shit. That's not how it go, man. If I said we paying off whatever Leon say, it's a bet. Leon wasn't even included in the bet. I just said, it's a bet, Tim House. I said, we're going to call Leon. I never said I'm going to pay off whatever Leon say. And Leon specifically said the way I lock a race in, I do it this way. I make it come off the trailer. I say, Leon, that ain't grudge racing. That ain't the grudge racing rules. That ain't how I go. And y'all think I'm going
to
pay somebody off that?
According to
Lil
Will, Tim House, you owe him money. You owe him money.
I don't even want the $100 from Tim House, man.
You down with it.
Hey, listen, man. I don't even want no money from him. But I'm just letting y'all know. Don't sit up there and say I locked some in. or I paid off, or we going to pay off what Leon said. That's totally different. If I say we going to call Skin, man, and whatever Skin say, we going to pay off for that, we both agree to that, that's totally different, man. Leon, he had the right to call who he wanted to call. I had the right to call who we want to call, and we had determined who right from there. Just like I called Willie Dawg. Everybody say, come on, you're wrong, Tim House. You're wrong, Tim House. Y'all can't play no wordplay with me because there's no DP, man, and we didn't lock in based off going off what Leon said. And Leon, no.
Will, I thought y'all
was
some players, man. I thought y'all was some players, man.
I don't understand what these guys talking about, man. They crazy. You know I'm not going to lock into what Leon said. I just thought Leon had an opinion that he was going to tell how Grudge Racing go. Everybody in the world know Leon wrong. And it's a shame that Tim House might have learned something that he thinks Leon right.
You're right, Ballhead. If they're going to go on what Lil Will is saying right now, you're right. But Lil Will is lying. He's telling a damn lie.
Ain't nobody locked in. Ain't nobody locked
you're
in
lying.
On what Leon said.
You're
we
lying.
Paying off of that, man.
You're lying. You're lying.
What Tim House said, man? I don't want to talk to nobody on the side. Where's Tim House at, man? Where's Tim House at? If I say, Tim House, let's bet 100. Bet 100. We ain't locked nothing in. Leon ain't on the phone. How the hell he going to be a DP man, man? How is he going to be a DP man? He's not even on the phone with us.
You're lying. That's what you're doing.
Lord have mercy.
Now, I ain't no damn fool, man. You think I don't know how to lock in, man?
No.
Come on, man.
You're not no damn
fool. Y'all sound crazy, man.
What about that goddamn gold digger? Fuck this lame shit y'all talking about, man. This is ridiculous.
Man, yeah.
We got motherfuckers on trying to lock Leon in for Wednesday at 1:31.
We going to get to y'all, bub. Just hold on, man. We want to get to the bottom of this, man.
Leon ain't running yet. It ain't nobody to get to. I know how to lock in.
Scrapping them not locking in, man. They already told y'all that, man. You finna start something. The guy said they don't really want to race right now. They don't want to lock Scrap in right now. They don't want to lock Scrap
Curry. I heard while we was on our way to Macon, they said Wednesday at 1:31 if it's open. And this damn show open.
I don't know nothing about that. I mean, if we can get Leon on, get him to come on. Really, Scrap can lock his own car in. But you would have to get Scrap on. But those guys not on right now, Buck.
They said call him Tuesday, Buck. They said call him Tuesday. Today's Sunday. They said call him Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jane Blackpool to call
him Tuesday. Is that guy on the phone that said Randy and Lil Tony, the only motherfuckers from Young Money, that he was worried about, that had to come kill him and got killed by Street Gang? He on the phone?
Oh, you talking about Biz?
Oh, my Biz.
Yeah, motherfucker say you got to send Lil Tony or Randy to fuck with him. Y'all be getting this shit these people be saying.
Well, we really wasn't on that yet, but we was talking about
James Black. Hey, Kimo, everybody
on
the phone know, man, that ain't no locked in race, man. Everybody, you quit discussing that, man. Everybody on the phone know that ain't nothing locked in. What I just told y'all, what happened, man? Fuck, you gonna number one, you can't lock nothing in if the DP man ain't even on the phone with you. How is he the DP man?
Well, my advice.
Hey, watch this, Kimo and Little Will. You don't have to worry about it. I promise you. God is my witness. I never bet you or Little Will ever again in life because you guys are bogus.
You ain't bet
in the conversation.
Now that man, you ain't betted me nothing. I don't owe you nothing. You don't have to bet me nothing. Tim Howard, we don't even have to. I done got to the point. I don't even have to even talk to you guys anymore because all this humbugging and want to get in the bullshit, man. I ain't with it. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, all these guys come on and told you kind of wrong. Both of y'all wrong. I don't know what the bet was, but I do know if he said, let's bet on what everything in Grudge Racing is,
then
you lose.
If you did not know everything and you didn't have all the information, you just went off of what Lil Will said. You never even asked me. You never asked the witnesses. You just came on and started yelling. Hold on. You start yelling and screaming at Bud D and all the people on the phone. and you had no evidence. You wasn't on the phone, and
man,
you
the evidence
with one
is overwhelming.
You
that
never
was
got
down.
The evidence. Chemo, listen to me, man. I've been sitting on the phone listening. I didn't say a word. You can do whatever you guys want to do. I'm just telling you, you bogus because you one side.
I ain't bogus. You know what? Let me say something. I ain't bogus with you.
Chemo?
Let me hold on. Let me say something. I ain't bogus
chemo.
With you because I ain't placed a bet
chemo.
With you.
Chemo.
I didn't place
if I came up to you, this goes best. Let's just say something dumb. I said something about, you know, I got to wish Chemo a happy Father's Day. Somebody heard, he said, he ran and he told you come over and want to jump on me. I said, man, I got to call you to wish you happy Father's Day. You didn't even give me a chance to even ask your questions, answer your questions, or nothing. You just came on one-sided, bogus, and you didn't listen. As far as Lil Will concerned, like everybody say, everything he said, far as like the lock-in, all that stuff, he lied. And if he's talking about what's grudge racing and all that, what's all in grudge racing? You
hey, Tim House, can I ask you what's everything in
hold
drag
on,
racing,
man,
Tim House?
The man, I'm trying to agree. I didn't say anything. You jumped on and you said the same thing, Bub. You didn't even give a man a chance to even defend
Tim House, I'm trying to ask you what's everything in drag racing. What's your opinion?
It may be stupid to you, but it's my money. That's the difference.
What's everything in drag racing, Tim House? I'm asking
you
your definition.
Bub, you can go back as far as your grandfather and ask him. Ain't never nobody in this city of Detroit ever heard I never paid their bid. Never even argue with them about my money.
Tim House, what's everything in drag racing to you?
I already explained that to them. I talked to Lil Will.
I'm asking you. I didn't hear. Do you mind saying it one more time?
As far as I was concerned at that time, when I placed my bet, if they had came on and said Little Will was correct, I would have paid him. But
I'm just asking you, Tim, what's everything in drag racing?
Well, as far as I was concerned at that time, because you're going to continue to ask me and badger me.
Would you tell him, Tim? Oh, God damn.
Okay, I thought.
No, I just
want to
know what you feel in your heart is everything in drag racing.
Man, just tell him what you
hold
want.
Hold on, he's trying to tell y'all. Y'all over talking. He's trying to tell y'all.
Shut up, Chemo. Let me say it now. Off the trailer, back tie, give me the leave and the clear. That's what I consider everything.
Where the fuck do the off the trailer come from?
Now, you going to question me again? No, I answered your question, and I'm not going
well,
on.
Well, leave it alone, Tim. Yeah. You answered his question. Leave it alone.
Hey, Tim, you know I love you and respect you, but you're wrong. That off-the-trailer shit, that's some shit Leon came in the game with.
Okay.
That shit.
Hey, we told him he wrong. Hey, Bud, what you ain't understanding is he know he wrong. We told him he wrong. That ain't got nothing to do with the bet. They said, let's call Leon. That's what he telling me. That's what he said. But Lil Will saying it wasn't no locked-in bet, and we not going on what Leon say, which could be correct. But my interpretation, if you place a bet, skin, bet you on six, and I say bet, it's a bet. It don't got to be locked in. That's a bet, man. He opened the bet, he closed the bet, and we say, okay, we going to let we finna call so-and-so. We call so-and-so, that's what it is. That is, and that's what it is and what it ain't. He's not no DP man. Leon not no DP man. He said, let's call Leon. If that's the case, you ain't got no bet then. Because if me and you bet on six, and we say, let's call Leon, and then you say, you got a choice to say, okay, well, let me call somebody else. We'll be calling each other forever, motherfucker. It ain't no bet then.
Oh, man.
Can't nobody win the bet, man, because we're going to keep calling people. Until more people decide in my favor or more people decide in his favor. That don't even make sense, man. And you know it don't, bud. So you're asking a dumbass question, what he consider what it is, because it ain't about what he consider what it is. That's why he had a bet. It's a disagreement. Just like you think you can whoop Scrap's car, and Scrap thinks he can whoop your car. It's a disagreement, and you try to bet. Plain and simple, man.
No,
you ain't no goddamn
car.
But you know what it is. You think you can whoop Scrap Car. Scrap thinks he can whoop you. Y'all going to lock in and race. If y'all going to race. Plain and simple. You going to have a winning light or he going to have a winning light. The winning light don't give a fuck whose side he on. It's just going to call. And that's who going to get paid.
Right.
All that other shit don't mean nothing, man. And you know it don't mean nothing, man. So that's why I don't understand why Tim House keep going back and forth when all he had to do was tell you what he thinks everything is drag racing is, and that's it. I act like the show gonna be on for 18 hours, man. Y'all talk about the same shit over and over, man. He think one thing, Lil Wheel thought another, they bet it. They said, let's call Leon. He said, okay, that should be the deciding factor. It ain't got nothing to do with no DP man.
I'm shocked that Kimo and Lil Wheel for starting the fucking Detroit weekly show off with this fucking lame garbage.
But that's what they want to do, because look, Kimo want a subject to talk about, so he wanted to bring it up. That's why he asked you.
We got a lot of shit to talk about, bald head.
Well, evidently, hey, Bub, you my man, 100 grand. Evidently, he don't think that, because he wants to bring that up. He want to clean up. That's why he said it. He don't want to talk about, I guess, what you want to talk about, because it's his show. Listen, cuz. You my man, 100 grand. You don't want to listen, man. Listen, man, I ain't going to tell you nothing wrong. I cut your ass out, you can cuss me out, but I ain't going to tell you nothing wrong. That's what Kimo been talking about all yesterday and today. That's going to be the topic of his show. What is everything in drag race? So he don't give a fuck what Bub talking about. He don't give a fuck what Gold did again or none of that shit, man. He don't give a fuck about you locking in or nothing. You wasting your motherfucking time.
Well, I'm telling Kimo, I'm shocked that it's there. Supposed to be an OG in the game talking about this weak ass shit.
Tell him his show ain't shit.
Kimo, this some Diddy Boom shit, man.
Tell that motherfucker, bud.
Lord, how much?
You know,
hey, get the goddamn Street King on, man. Get my man Street on, man. We got some real racing shit to talk about, like engaging. Not no motherfucker.
Man, James Black down at the car show, man. James Black at the car show with the sound flint.
Oh, man.
With a cigarette hanging out his mouth.
Oh, shit.
Not
Young
the
Money down at the car
show.
Where you with that, bud? At the North End.
Who threw that car show?
What's that motherfucker named
Melvin?
Melvin Tony got a car. He fired that big motherfucker up down there, too. He sound good. He sound like he's ready to go.
Yeah, that goddamn Street King boy went down there and put a whooping on Beers. That's what the
man,
fuck we need to be talking about.
Let's get him on, man. We ain't got to do that.
Because Beers say the only motherfuckers he was worried about was Randy and Lil Tony. He said he wasn't worried about no Street King.
Hold on.
Hey, hey Bud, so is Lil Will going to pay me my money? Is he going to pay me my money?
I don't know, because it sounds like
man.
You wrong, Tim.
Well, I mean, you were part of it. I just want to know if I'm going to get my money. That's
hey,
all
Tim,
I need to know.
Where do you even get this off the trailer shit from, man? That ain't no Detroit shit, man. That's some washed-up racer
that
shit.
But that was my bet, and I agreed. He agreed. We all agreed.
How
did
this man? Ain't nobody agreed to nothing.
You
man.
Need to stop. You
hey,
need to stop
here.
Talking to these guys,
here.
Tim. They become like this off the trailer shit, man.
And the bad thing about it, he's wrong, man.
I need you to do
me a favor. I can see if he was right, but he's wrong.
The favor I
want you
to do for me is leave it alone. He's not gonna pay it. You won the bet, fair and square. He's not going to pay it. Leave it alone. Let's move. You're not hurting for the money.
Man.
That's not going to make you no break. Oh, you lost the bet. I ain't talking about it no more. But we ain't, that's a mute point from here on out. But Tim, please let it go. It's
all
not
right.
Worth it.
All right.
Thank
I'm
you.
On mute.
Lord, how much?
Anybody who be yelling this off the trailer shit, man. Hold on.
Hey, Bud. Check this out, Bud. Stop saying, I can't tell you what to say, but please, stop saying that it's not. Because anything you make up in the game, if two people agree on it, it becomes a steal. Every rule you got in the game ain't nothing but a steal. So please, man, do me a favor.
You can't make up everything in drag racing. There's only one thing.
That's not what I said, but that's not what I said. See, you probably not listening. I said anything you make up in this game of racing, if the two guys trying to race agree to it,
that's
it becomes
number.
A steal. And don't tell me that you don't do it because that's the way it's done. So please stop saying off the trail. Not a tip, because Leah's not the only one they use off the trail. He just the one that do it all the time.
Oh man,
no
what about 9-1 Rick?
It's just another way of saying it. If I said no shakedown, what am I saying? If I said no
we say it all the time.
All the time. That's
yep.
We shout
it. I don't want wit.
So I'm just telling you what God loves, and that's the truth, man. Do yourself a favor and don't make a fool out yourself and stop saying it because it's not true. Anything you make up in this game of racing, if we agree to do it, it's a sip. There's no rule in drag racing. Not one. Ain't nobody on the phone can tell me a rule in drag racing. Now, I thought everybody would get quiet. Well, I mean, kids, name this one rule, as they like to call it, drug racing. Ain't no rule in it. All of them is still. Free, leave, all of them are still. You don't see nobody get HIA, IHIA, UAI, let nobody leave on them. It's not purposely. They all still. It's all made up here. And we just agree to do it. So stop it while you're here, man. And bro, Tim, like I said, you let it go. You ain't hurting them, honey.
Hey, bud, I'm trying to get Biz on, man.
No, not the shot town making beers.
Because y'all rode him a little hard.
Hey, it was a lot of shitty bones up there was saying beers were going to whoop street, too. The Never Scared guys, I can't believe these guys.
Hold on. Hold on one second. What Kimo got? Hey, Bud.
Hello?
Bud.
Yeah, I'm here.
They go to tuner, Bud.
Who the tuner?
Who the
tuner, Lil Will?
You know Boney on there. That's AVP.
Oh, man.
I ain't know who the tuner them up. I wasn't really trying to, you know, talk to nobody directly. I'm trying to get y'all to change y'all topics. Y'all got so much to talk about.
We need you to get Biz. We got to go through him to get the Biz, though, because Biz won't answer the phone record. Boney, we need
Biz
you to call
Biz. Biz told y'all he was switching on the rug after behind a massive phone.
Hey, Boney, just get him on for a minute for us, man.
He
we know
told
he
y'all,
after
man.
You.
He had to sweep the chandelier.
Oh, he had to do what?
He had to sweep the chandelier. He told y'all that yesterday.
What do you say, Lil Will? He what?
He had to do something. What do you say? He had to sweep the chandelier. He said, what do you say?
Yeah, B's got to sweep the chandelier.
Yeah. Hey, Boney. How did you feel about getting up there, Boney? Did you feel some type of way? Did you feel confident or what?
It was a race. I knew we had to fight. I was looking at the car, looking at Ben, and I'm like, well, we got to fight here, so come on. Told y'all and start swinging. I told him, that damn, well, all you can do is hit that tree and run.
That's all he can do, huh?
Yeah,
Who left first? Oh, you saying Chick left on Brandon?
Oh, I can see. He was out there. Brandon had to drive around him. He had to go get
him. Oh, he had to go get him, huh? Damn, Boney. Well, what, y'all just didn't have enough in the tune-up? It wasn't hot enough? What's wrong? What happened?
All I can tell you, we ain't have enough.
Oh, y'all ain't have enough. Okay.
That's
but
all
y'all
I can
back,
tell you.
Y'all coming back to get back up there, though.
We'll try it again, huh? You can try something one time. That's all. Try it one time. You see that I come? I may try it again.
Hey, Boney,
like that.
Is there any way we can get you up north, man? And I know you got a busy schedule. What's your free weekend, man? We can get you up north.
Hey, Lil Will, all them G-Bodies got that Amboni sticker on them.
Yeah, they are.
All them motherfuckers say Amboni Performance.
What's the one with the white front end on it, Boney?
Project Baby.
That's Project Baby?
Yeah.
What's the record on Project Baby? Be quiet, y'all.
What's the record on Project Baby?
Yeah.
It's you.
Orange. Now, Bud, you always complaining that you think you're the grudge racer of the year and all that. Boney, tell me what your record is already, Boney, in 2021.
So I think it's like 49-12 or 48-12.
Now, Bub, do you ever think you'd be able to do that?
Damn.
We only 6 months in.
Hell no. Hey, them some bad motherfuckers down there where they going at it. Every weekend, through the week, too.
Hey,
hey, Amboni tried to draw on the street. I said, this is the first pass, man.
He did go. He wanted to grow on Grab Street right then.
Yeah, he told me, I got a small book, too.
Hey, you can get in the lane, man. You said blood in y'all. We have blood in our eyes. You got to kill. Kill or be killed, goddamn.
I like that shit. I like that shit. Boney a bad motherfucker. He Boney
that's G-Body World down there, though, boy.
Huh?
Hey, and they track prep down there on that bitch Lil Will? Oh, my God.
It's better than 131
sticky,
with,
icky.
What's them called up there?
Man, they shit was premium. They shit was premium.
Hey. Hey, and they run all night long. What time did y'all race? What, at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
About 2:30.
Man. We got to get where Street King at, man. We need to get him on, man. He ain't been up. Where the fuck is he at? Why he ain't on? Street King, hit the one button, man. Boney, is there any weekend we can't even get you? You can't get you up if a Young Money race. When can you come up north, man?
I don't know.
If somebody wants you to tune a car, if somebody wants you to tune a car, you free? You ain't free no weekend. These guys, these E-bodies need help up here. They sitting up like 4x4. They need help. Can you help them out? That's what I need to know.
Well, they got to come this way. They will come back that way.
Oh, you won't even come up here and tune at the tracks up here?
They look like 4x4 and shit I'm going to do over there.
Huh?
They look like 4x4 and shit I'm going to do to help them.
Good.
I mean, I'm putting that bitch over there what I can do for them.
Yeah, Boney. A lot of guys say they might try to get you up here, man. We need you to come up. Everybody else hasn't been up north. You can come one time. Damn.
I got you. One race I had plans to come there, but it rained, so I didn't come.
Oh.
I was going to sneak in. I'm going to sneak in the back, though.
Yeah. You got a lot of G-bodies to go up here and play with. You figure you
hey, Lil Will, that's a big boy,
up.
Too. I thought he was a little motherfucker. That's a big boy. He riding them motherfuckers.
Man. Yeah, he hold them down. So they need his weight in the car to hold the front end down. They put a skinny motherfucker in there that's going to go in the air. You know what I'm saying? Did it
Boney
rain
told,
yesterday?
Boney.
Yeah, it rained.
It rained all day? Dang. Guess they did cancel. Did they ever have a rim race?
Nah. Well, no. Well, it rained first part of the morning. I don't know what they're doing now. It's not raining now. Nah, hell no. Nah. It rained. Nah, they ain't doing nothing.
What was the rim race? Having rentals, right?
Yeah,
water
from
the
water. Why
is
that ready to fill up
with his water hose up? Where's Street King at, man? Aaron,
call him,
goddammit.
You got his number.
Kimo probably.
Where
Kimo at, man? Is he watching the board?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Street just came in. I was looking at something else. I think this Street number here.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm recording live from the North End Car Show over at Big Mail.
Oh, okay. That's Street King and Pretty Teeth. Pretty Teeth.
Hey,
I'm
getting
out there,
leaves
man.
Up before it rained, man. I'm over here. Leaves up right now. Car show recording live. I got me a Brent Newport that I'm about to strike up. Hey, Brandon. Tell you, we're going to have Anthony up here real soon. As soon as we'll get back. As soon as Bill's ready to get back. We're going to have to bring him.
Hey, Street King. Street King,
y'all got
Brandon go on mute. You got a lot of background noise.
Let me go on mute.
Yeah, you got the
win.
Take the car, hey, now Street King.
Take the car with.
What
up?
Yeah, he took the car over there, man. He got the generator out.
Yeah,
trailer out.
He tried to
get
me big time. And I was tired.
He a real North End nigga. Melvin got his
car.
I
had to release Terrence last night when he was driving back. He started swerving. I had to put him out the seat.
How long you been working on this motherfucking car, Street King, that I know of? You been working on this motherfucker getting it together for how long?
Yeah, I've been working on it for a while, man. I've had a lot of trouble.
That's
right.
Ain't nothing wrong with
waiting
that.
Waiting on
oil,
man. Now, Street King, you went down there with a new car, man. A brand new car. Y'all come out the trailer. Y'all had a little technical problem. Y'all went back to the trailer, came back and made a halfway decent pass, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that how it went? Then when
yes,
y'all
sir.
Was on y'all
exactly
way to the third pass, did y'all say, man, we about to grab B's, fuck it? Or was it some talk back and forth?
Actually,
how did it go?
He tried to run me on when I finally made the first hit after I got pushed back. He went down and he had some problems too, and he made one. He's like, we might as well do it right now for $1,000. I was like, man, I really don't want to run it that far because I ain't really had no passes on it. I didn't want to make burn up nothing. But
I made the hit.
And he had a backfire, so we was in both in the saving lanes again. So we made a hit. I went out. I made it up to 330 and shut it off. And and then he went down. So then Nelly went over there and geeked it up. It was all Nailhead. Blame Nailhead for that ass whooping.
Oh, shit.
That Nailhead had something to do with that ass whooping. And then, that motherfucker Brandon.
Nailhead, God damn it. That was me and Nailhead.
Yeah, him and Bub. Yeah, him and Bub was over there.
I was on B's ass before you even went down.
I kind of promised Brandon. I said he can make the first hit in it because he helped me out with the car. So I told him he can make it. I stood up to my precision. I went to an extra. Then I knew he was going to put that extra sauce on it. That's why he went and pulled the high gear on his ass. And he said, how you doing, Will? Walk that walk.
Hunt, dog, hunt.
Oh. Hunt. That motherfucker went to hunting, boy.
Now, when you made that first shakedown, did you say, man, this bitch riding a little bit. I know this bitch ready now.
Yeah, that goddamn friend that came and gave me some data, boy. I was in there looking in the room, at the hotel room, looking at the race pack. I'm going to break some things.
Hey, the level body, you say, oh, this bitch feel good. We got to grab somebody. Dang.
What's the remaining schedule for the year, that way? What's the remaining race, though?
Goddamn
Brandon
got on
the ones and twos. They're talking shit about
Brandon.
He just riding back.
Hey, Brandon
got on the ones and twos, boy.
Is that what
you're saying? Man, Brandon got on that motherfucker on them shots and that keyboard, boy. When I told him he was driving, I said, you want to make the hit, go on and run him. He pulled the keyboard back out. I said, look at this motherfucker. I guess he was trying to be lenient on me.
Oh, he's trying to say you couldn't handle what you were trying to say. Brandon thought you couldn't handle what he was going to put in there, so he stepped it on up for you, huh? Is that what you said?
Yeah. No, he drove. He drove against Bill. I didn't drive. He drove. I was about to.
I
they said we were going to race him. Yeah. He wouldn't have stepped it up. I guess he had something there so I could handle it.
What?
I was fresh. You know, I was fresh out. So.
Dominique.
He went on and jumped in that motherfucker and did the watch.
Oh, what a great shot.
I wasn't even at it. What I spent that motherfucker week to get Ben's ass, it didn't even matter. It don't even fucking matter.
It didn't even matter.
Don't even matter. I got
you come back still in the red, but it just, like the MasterCard commercial, it's priceless, huh?
Yeah.
Woman be his ass.
On the next one, it's priceless. That was priceless. I was happy. I said they canceled the race. But he was a man. He stepped up and said, we can race today. He didn't have to do that shit now. He went out there and talked about him. He didn't have to. He got up there, though. He said, I'm going to get up there.
Well, both of y'all got
a I wanted to give Beers top two, man, Will, because there's so many scary motherfuckers, including yourself, up there in Michigan, that be scared to race and move, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Beers, he got up there.
He stepped up. He got up there, man. I just talk shit. You know, I just give him hell. That's all. Ain't no harm. I don't
really
trying to talk.
Do you believe Beers was really trying to race because he thought Aaron was going to drive? He said he felt the type of way when he saw Aaron not drive.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Hey, Brandon didn't walk up to the car. We pushed the car to the water box. They probably thought Street was driving that motherfucker. That motherfucker Brandon walked from the trailer with them driving pants and shoes on. And it was too late then. The money was locked in.
Hey, because Ben Darso said he thought Street King was driving his own car.
Now they're going to start sipping. We race the cars, man. I don't care who drives it. God damn it. If I felt like I'd put a bubble in, he had his. I was going to put a bubble in. But I promised Brandon first. That's why I told him.
But I told Brandon he can go ahead and get the first grill three.
So Aunt Bonnie said,
we're a team, goddammit. Whatever it takes to get to the W.
Well, yeah, we trying to get a team. We ain't trying to get no L. If I feel like I can't handle it, I'll suck the fuck out the way. Well, I'll try to get
me Chick Me and Chick feel the same way. We raised about the same. We race cars, we don't race drivers. We'll fucking get up there and make people fucking come off.
Man, it's a big difference between you and Chick. Ambone, you weigh 300. Chick weigh 200 now.
I ain't no goddamn fool.
Hey, Chick don't weigh no motherfucking 200. Chick about 150,
Chick
160.
Nah, Chick weigh about 100. He kind of tall, though, but he probably weigh about 180, 190, 180.
He got to be
low. He got to be 180. But he wasn't really comfortable with the race. He was saying it, too. Like, I don't do this, man. This last minute shit. I want to test.
And he said, like, Chick don't do no shit like this.
Yeah, he was mad about it. Biz put him in a situation. Biz put him in a situation. He didn't like it. I don't know if he could.
But y'all don't talk so much shit to each other.
Bitch, to the fact of that, he was still testing.
Brandon, where y'all next run at? For a 484 shootout.
Yeah, thank you.
I saw that. Yeah.
What's the remaining race schedule for up north?
Well, they got peso race coming up.
They got
Jeremiah
peso
locked
race.
In and running peso race.
Well, somebody takes me though. Let's get pulling back a number. See if I can find an open date.
Some of them
died, huh? Now, if I come that way, what street cars you guys y'all got up there?
Man, they got. What you mean, street style? Like, give us your stiff. Give us your stiffs now.
All steel, all glass. None of that limited shit like John the Baptist. Don't tell me what we do. Jesse James.
Shit like that.
What the hell is Jesse James? I don't even know what that is.
Well, I got a G-body. I'll probably have it when you come up here. I got a junior G-body, though. Yeah, I ain't got no motherfucking.
Junk,
no limited. I ain't. You got
I'll try to feed you.
Yeah, I got a couple juniors. I mean, as close to the junior rules as I can get. Let me say it like that.
Hold on. They got Vine and them got street cars over there in Chicago, too, man.
Hello, Vine.
Somebody just told me there was a silver Monte Carlo. There was a silver Monte Carlo up there one day I tried to get a hold of you. When I was coming up there.
Hey, Bonner, what's your schedule looking like for August 6th and 7th?
I got the race over in Palm Springs.
Okay.
Yeah, wish
I
thought
about it. Hey, I could just imagine if that bitch been canceled for Saturday, boy, it would have been off the hook.
They said it was some motherfuckers coming out of line was ridiculous.
Oh man, we got there early.
From the time we came in, the rest of the night,
hey. That motherfucker line was wrapped around the corner.
Hey,
turn it out the other way. Turn it. All right.
All right. So y'all gonna run Bobby back at his place, Brandon?
Turn it.
Hey, Brandon.
Oh, my bad, y'all. My
man,
bad.
They had a car show with beer in their hand. They feeling good, Kimo. Mm.
Yeah,
Brandon, y'all still down there at the car show?
Mike Dice over there?
Yeah, man.
You know Mike Dice got to drive
there. You
got to
lay it down,
sir. How much oil he over there leak on the concrete? How much oil he leak?
Hey, Brandon, who y'all got locked in for Bobby race, man?
Bobby's race. I don't know if he's going to make Bobby's race. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I got to look and see. I don't know. I don't remember what date. Mm-hmm.
Bobby, you going to Texas, too?
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, bro.
Now, Bobby,
like Bobby,
did you have some of that spaghetti down there, Bobby? You ain't even show up.
Oh, man. Bobby ain't no spaghetti.
I'm mad about it. That was the only reason I went to that fucking barbecue.
Hey, they have more women at the track. They have more women at the track down there making than guys, man.
Hey, that's just a club making. A club making right there.
Man,
women
they eat real good down there too, boy.
They look. Now, do they look like how them niggas look? Country.
They look good. They look good.
Like, man, James Black, like.
It was a nice
gold. Shit like
that.
Are they look good?
I
need to know, Buck.
It was a nice.
I seen some bad motherfuckers at that track, Will. I ain't gonna lie.
But you've been freezing up lately, though. They say you froze up in the club. I don't understand.
I was relaxing, being a regular pedestrian. I ain't thirsty.
You went pedestrian.
They said the man froze up. They say Brandon. They said you thought they was in the motherfucking in church somewhere.
I told you, Will, I said I didn't try to hide that, man. Excuse me. I like hood rats, man. I like.
You like what?
Hood rats.
I like rat balls. If you're a lady, you're a hood rat on the phone.
Hey Brandon, you say you're a rat man? Is that what you said, Brandon?
Rat man. Rat. Call me
an orphan
man. I'm a pest man.
You like pest.
Yeah.
Like a pest.
Man,
Brandon, what the hell? You talking to your Apple Watch or something? It sounds like you underwater.
Oh, hold on.
All right, I'm back.
I'm recording live at Bonnie. The company car show. Somebody out here with a Grand National with a turbo on it burning some rubber. About to crash up
hey,
in there, everybody. The Hellcat boys is here.
So you got something to give all them young money guys, huh? You owe them one, huh? You
yeah.
owe young money, huh?
Mm. Who that Boney?
Mm. Yeah, that's old Boney. Hey, Brandon, he say chick left on me. He just didn't have enough. He say chick left on me.
I don't know what race Bunny was at, but chick did not leave on me.
Well, chick out in front of you. Did you not have to drive around?
Hey, chick.
We just had a, what? we had a regular old A to B.
What?
Well, he might have got out in front of me a little bit. But she was bigger than one of me.
I got turned down. He won enough, all I can tell you.
That was gonna work.
Whenever he took it, one of
them.
Yeah, I was gonna run that. Ooh, shit. He don't fuck that shit back up. Not enough.
Get a hold. Oh, the dog.
Like I was saying, who had silver red Monte Carlos? I think they might have been from, I don't know. They might have been from Maryland, I don't know. Hey, B, you still got the car out down there, or you already put in the trailer?
I'm pushing this bulldog in the trailer right now. I'm about to go on me. Don't worry.
Okay.
For all those counties down there in Georgia, y'all can, the motherfucking warning is gone. Y'all can go off the news now. I'm back in Detroit.
you bring your ass back down here. We're going to have some
for the hurricane warning is off now. I'm back in Detroit now. Y'all boys can go back to living country, eating straw and shit. Listen to all
that. Hurricane warning is still at a category 2, though. Don't get the fuck out of line.
Hey, Bobby, you can go back and go ahead and test the tune in the barbecue now. Making some spaghetti, everything be all right. Bonnie, they told me after Bonnie fell out down there, they took him to the hospital. He weighed in. When he went in the hospital, he was about 247. When he come out, he was 195.
Shit, what that dream at? What that dream at?
They said Ben ain't
cut up out of there.
Hey, Randy told me to tell him.
Hey, Bonnie.
From now on, he got to go through the Young Money
the Indian. He can't no longer talk to Lil Tony and
hey,
Randy. He can't
hey,
beat, he couldn't beat up.
What up, Randy?
Hey, Bonnie, I'm going to do you like King Kong did me. We got a race up here.
We got a race up there. That's what I'm trying to get somebody to give me the schedule right. Let me give me the schedule right, and I can let you know. Don't mind traveling. Ain't like wrestling, man. I travel this time.
Hey,
Bonnie,
they whoop your ass. You got to come try to see about them guys, man. After they whoop on your ass.
They ain't nothing, man. They ain't do all that. They do all that.
Hey, Will, no bullshit. One thing you can say about Bonnie, that motherfucker, they going to race, man.
Yeah, yeah.
They ain't like they not going to race. Them motherfuckers going to race.
If a motherfucker raced 46 times all year.
Man, listen, that motherfucker told me his record was 49-12. I said, man, it's going to take me 3 years to get that. It might take longer than
that. To the 12.
Man, we've been 20.
That motherfucker can't beat that.
We've been everywhere, man.
Hey, Lil Will, one whole side of the pit had an Amboni performance sticker on it.
Now, hey, Boney, how do you get your ass whooped like you just got your ass whooped? Do you think you might lose a customer or two?
No.
Or no.
Hell no. Boney cold, man.
Hey, Will. Hey, Will. When that wind light came on, man, it was 30 motherfuckers. We got 5 more cars on it for you to run. They were mad at the motherfucker, man. Boy, he got some fire.
Hey. And they was going to pay for the track to stay open, Lil Will. They wanted to be streaking.
They said they was going to pay. They wanted to whoop my ass.
Damn, Street.
I told you.
I said, we
going to
pay
that.
I said, damn.
You know why you gotta get that motherfucker out of his element, though. See, they too strong down there. But that's probably where you want him at, though, because they're going to bet good.
Yeah, they're going to bet good.
Hey,
Aaron, you should have went back and grabbed another one and another one and just line them
they
up.
Was
trying,
they was
driving.
We had to pay. We had to give 100 for the stay open to do the race. We already had to pay. They wanted $800 an hour for that player. Jesus. That's a problem.
Line them up and knock them down. Fuck that shit.
Chemo.
Man.
Hey, we only had the one pit. That was our first full pass.
So,
we already was pressing. Shit.
But you was nervous, huh, Street
Gang?
Like, ooh, I hope this be there.
Yeah, I was nervous. I lost your word about it. I wasn't trying to
catch
it. When I first made the hit, I made that at 1 o'clock at night. And he did, too.
Yeah.
He backfired. I thought he blowed his take off of it. This backfired like a motherfucker.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. I knew we had to go because we shook down beside one of my other cars, too. We shook down beside the left.
Oh, Aaron, you get set up, man. Some niggas making you big man sick
to
the other car.
He rolled down.
No, he
shook
down
next to
I had a motorcycle up there. They held me down.
Florida, man.
He beat me, man. He beat me. Fuck me up.
No, but Boney would get up in the stands and watch it, though. He'd get up in
the stands. I would write that line to Lizard up. I would line to Lizard up, and I would happen to realize what car that was. I said, this is happening that last time. And I seen the outcome of the race like was, I was like, oh, shit.
So you gotta go.
Oh, that's why you said that. That's why you said that.
Hey, Boney, you said you knew you had to turn some shit on, huh? Somewhere in that past, you was about to step it up a little bit.
I ain't had shit to turn on. That's why I said, oh, shit.
Dang. Hey, Street King, they tried to set you up. They had a time on.
Nah, it was a motorcycle up there.
On,
they held.
We
nah,
had
he just up there. I didn't.
No, I'm just saying. They thought you. They thought they could gauge you. They were trying to gauge you, Street King.
Nah.
But
hey,
how the
Lil
fuck
you he was up there. I had a motorcycle. They didn't want me to run the motorcycle. They pushed me back and told me to let the motorcycle go. I thought he was gonna make a solo pass. I didn't even hear Lizard do a burnout.
Hey,
I know he was over there.
I ain't had that much fun helping the motherfucker out at the racetrack since Mr. Willie and them used to go, man.
Man.
That was some fun shit.
Who that? Walker, you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have that shit on Monte Carlo, right?
Yeah, I told you that was
nah, yeah,
a black car.
Driver, yeah.
You still got it?
Yeah.
But
no,
said,
I said,
we was locked in with Biz. We was locked in with Biz. With it.
Oh, okay.
It we was locked in for Saturday. They canceled it.
Yeah. We got out of a punk out, too. We wasn't ready. We got out of a punk out. We got out of a punk out. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, these motherfuckers will be up here saying you didn't bring the car, so you still should get paid. You ain't bring the car.
No,
so
they
canceled
the race. It was on his way,
man.
Will. It was Friday when they canceled. It was on his way. It was on his way.
These motherfuckers up here saying you didn't bring your car. You had that man come to the track. You know you need to
on his way. The niggas just mind their own business. That's what they need to do.
Hey, Will, here's truth to the game, though, man. This motherfucking Michigan girls racing, this shit getting weak as hell. Motherfuckers scared to race. Cars that
what
run
you need
close
to do,
to each other.
Get you a crib down there like DMX. DMX in Georgia A. Week. Need to get you something
down
like DMX.
Doing?
Get out.
He ain't racing.
DMX been down.
Why
he
ain't come to the track? Why he ain't come to the track?
I don't know if he back. I don't know if he back now, though. I know he be down there a lot, though.
What you saying? He living down there?
His mama from
know.
There. His mama said.
Yeah, somebody lit. Yeah, somebody lit out here.
DMX heard Hurricane Brandon was coming down there and he left.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Bud.
They
going to
put a body on
get
your
it.
Ass, Brandon. You better be cool, man.
Hey, Bud. It'd be cheaper, Street King, if Young Money, which y'all need to just go ahead and get y'all an apartment down there, right? Put y'all a car down there. See, y'all don't have to pay all the rental cars and all that shit. Just fly in, unload the cars, and get this.
Who you say, Bobby?
Y'all some bad. I said Young Money.
Who is Bobby?
I said Young
Brandon,
Money.
Brandon, you on Bobby
no,
ass,
don't,
huh?
Do,
you on Bobby ass.
Don't do that, Brandon. You know, make Bobby come out the top rope now.
That's Bobby Cole, man.
I know you ain't talking about the Bobby. I know what up and down
there. That's Bobby Brand. That's Bobby Cole, man.
You
ain't disrespectful.
You
know,
I won the
one
battle, but you're going to have to go again. You better be quiet.
Where did you get that? Oh, yeah. Here you go, Randy.
Bobby on here.
Hey, Bobby.
Bobby on here now.
Now, I got to know, when Bobby started throwing two races out the year, though, Kimo?
Yo. Oh, I don't know.
What's that?
I ain't mad at him. If he got that track tight, I wouldn't
what you
be
say?
Mad at him.
Bobby stepping on that. Now, you know me and Kimo had a date, Bobby. Now, you stepping on our race, Bobby. We don't like that.
What you
Well, me and Kimo had a date. Me and him had a date now, Bobby.
Test pass, but that's Scrappy. That bitch come to life when they got up there.
Now is that motherfucker ugly hooker? Is that a junior car or is that a limited car, Bobby?
It's a junior car.
It got a glass front end on it. I don't know.
It don't have a glass front end. It has a glass nose on it.
Oh, okay. It's got a glass
nose. Nose come plastic anyway.
Bumper cover. A bumper cover, Bobby. Say bumper. Don't say nose.
Yeah.
Get it confused.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you don't see no head, like the motherfucker just automatically, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. From the test pads though, Lil Will, I thought it ran pretty good.
Were you grabbing with James Black car?
Hell, fuck yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why wouldn't
I? That's all that need to be discussed then. Grab this motherfucking ass. Bobby going down there getting their ass whooped. That's Bobby. That's Bobby.
All right. Hey, they got good hospitality.
Did you have a gangster down there, Bobby?
Huh?
Did you have a gangster down there? Was the gangster there?
No. But no heavy hitters there.
Oh, okay.
Hey, they had the best free food on Earth, Lil Will. The best free food ever.
Yeah, Wheelchair had steaks and fucking chicken and pork chops, all kind of goddamn shit. Baked beans. That motherfucker had everything. Chicken.
That wheelchair, bad motherfucker, ain't?
Oh, yeah, he showed out. He showed out. He did that.
Goddamn wheelchair.
Hey,
wheelchair,
hey,
right.
Hey, Will.
Go ahead.
And he had a wheelchair full of some good old liquid stuff over there. He was like, take one. I said, man, I'm finna drive. Fuck that. He opened that bag up. I thought it was something to drink. I was looking for them slushies. He's like,
I got a question. How this go now? Now, Tim, explain this to me. Now that guys, this rain is fucking up most of the races, it seems like. The good races seem like it's always coming in good now. Are guys going to expect guys to come on the Friday, even though it's supposed to rain Saturday? What do you think they're going to do? Because a lot of guys
can't expect
success on Fridays.
A lot of people work, regardless of whatever, you know, happened with the rain. We got
to
work.
Okay, but will it cause people to call? Okay, let me say it like this. Now, you know how Wheelchair called his race, right? But he still, now just say if a guy was locked in on Friday. And you know, he coming for Friday and Saturday, but he might have locked one in on Friday and got one locked in on Saturday. So he called a race, right?
Right.
Because, you know, the guy ain't going to get both days. How does that work? Do you think the guy, you still got to get your ass down there for Friday, even though Saturday is supposed to run?
It don't roll over. I mean, when you got to pay the mortgage on the first, it ain't got nothing to you late on the goddamn second. I don't give a fuck who it is. It's over with.
So you saying
guys still need to show their ass. Just say if I'm going to Texas, right? Now this is or Memphis. That's 12 hours away. You canceled the race on Saturday, right? I'm locked
right.
in for Friday. I locked the guy in for Friday. But y'all still opening the track on Friday.
Well, I mean, the promoter could have got scared on his behalf. I mean, if he gets scared on his behalf, I mean, he see the rain out there and the potential to damn got it on the track might see more potential. If you cancel the race, then, fuck it, I'm going to go ahead on with it. I'm going to take a gamble. I mean, that would be totally on the guy. But his race was canceled.
Right, some cases,
what
I'm saying,
you
know how your race is your race is 2 days, though. Your race is 2 days. You understand what I'm saying? But Friday, y'all still going to open the track on Friday, but Saturday is canceled.
Yeah,
the lock-in for Friday still got to go on.
No, the race of the Rock-Ins don't go on if I don't have that event. Y'all locked in for my event, and my event got canceled. By my mouth, word of mouth, I canceled my event. So you is out of all lockups, lock-ins, everything.
Even the ones
even
on Friday?
Friday
some
even,
on.
Even the one on Friday?
You out of the ones that's only on Friday. If I cancel the race Friday and still going to do it on Saturday, then, you know, you still up under the gun.
But
no,
you're not getting hurt. I said, if your event is Friday and Saturday.
He giving you, yeah, like, that's what Bobby's saying. If
your race is
Friday
and
Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, right? And
yeah.
You say, well,
yeah,
the event is canceled.
Okay, no, I ain't
but you still open the track on Friday, though. Yeah, but if he cancels the event, the racetrack, people might open the track on their own. That ain't got nothing to do with the event that y'all locked in. If y'all locked in for Bobby Cole race. If Bobby Cole cancel his goddamn show and then the track go ahead on behind him and backdoor him and open the track up, that ain't got nothing to do with your lock-in. You didn't lock, you locked in for my show. My show got canceled. So you're not obligated to do anything. Right. So, you out of the lock-in because Bobby canceled his show. Now, the racetrack going to go ahead on and take a gamble and open the track up. That ain't got nothing to do with the race that y'all had.
I had three. I was trying to get the rollover for Friday night. I had seven. Three of them. I couldn't get them rollover. They wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't do it because they wanted to get out of it. And all those fast-ass guys, if they really want the gamble for some money, them motherfuckers would have came over there. But, see, they got scared. But, you know what I'm saying, not knowing what type of business they got, I mean, they might have had to work. That's why they
got the race on Saturday anyway. I guarantee you it's going to be some bullshit with that, though. I guarantee you, because a motherfucker, they still, like, I might open that track up on Friday, and a motherfucker, just say a motherfucker left on Monday or Tuesday, he down there. Just like you said, you left on Tuesday at a Jamie race, right, and you already down there, and the track opened on Friday. They going to want their money. There's going to be some bullshit with that now.
Somebody tried a few years ago. They tried it with Tony Byron. I think it was Phoenix City. When Phoenix City opened on up, when they canceled the race, somebody tried to get Tony to pay. He was like, should they cancel the event? We weren't obligated to show.
Right. They canceled the event.
At least y'all getting one day of race. That's all I can say.
You have to make the best of it when it comes because Mother Nature's in there. You never know which way. And it's a tough call with fucking people making the short decisions. A lot of people can sit back and say, oh, man, it looked like it was going to be this and going to be that. I mean, it's a tough-ass decision to counsel because you got your mindset on what you plan on making or what you plan on doing, and people done traveled a long way. It's a tough-ass decision. Don't think people just want to counsel them, motherfucker. That ain't the case. That's a tough-ass decision, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we were sitting on the phone. Them guys already down there. They like, hey, what? They canceled it. Hey, I'm like, man, that shit just popped up on Facebook. They canceled the race. Dang.
Ryan had moved into 90%. He was going to go with the 30 and 40%. He still was going to try. When that shit popped up to 90, wasn't nothing else left to do. And that rain was already in Florida and all over.
Hey, Lil Will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get off the phone because my fucking background loud. I'm at this little get-together. But I'm telling you now, a week ahead of time, I'm calling it right now. Quarantine over Jesse James next weekend.
Quarantine?
Who is that? What'd you say?
I mean, quarantine over Junkyard, my bad. With all the crime in the deep.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, you got to get off the phone. Okay. We see you later, big time.
How that sound to you,
baby? Thanks for coming on.
Hey, that's a strong race there. That's a lot. Hey, y'all gambling. Y'all gambling like a motherfucker.
You like quarantine or P-R-O-G-T-O?
Y'all got to have some off the trailer. Y'all got to have some extra in there. Y'all ain't going to let him test all day and try to run him with that.
Oh, yeah.
No, hell no.
What y'all making him come off the trailer or something?
Yeah, it's off the trailer, yeah.
At what time?
3 o'clock. The hottest point of the day.
Yep, yeah.
Hey, you said what time, man? Oh.
The hottest time of the whole 24 hours.
3 o'clock.
You trying to put some crazy steps on old junk. But, hey, you still got your work cut out now.
That was all black in the junkyard.
Oh, that's black. Black come up with that one.
I think Junkyard said the 3 o'clock shit. I don't know why he did that.
3 o'clock.
But I like quarantine though, the crime in the dick.
Yeah.
Bobby, when you coming out with your
But what I was talking about was, if you can go through my mind, I ain't asking you to send me nothing, but you said you would. I just hope you didn't
come on,
send something to the wrong place if you did it.
Not at all.
Oh, okay, no problem. That just was bothering me. I was saying to myself, because, you know, I knew you didn't know me a thing, but, you know,
hey,
I'm damn if he said it,
then
he said it. I just looked
at
it.
Let's see what he's going to say.
Hope he didn't send it to somebody.
Sound like one of them hoes, man. Sound like one of them hoes, man.
He's sleeping that pussy.
Oh,
hey, he's
no,
putting that pistol on his foot.
He just said that, you know,
what you
I was going to try to get
be quiet.
If you said to the wrong thing, I want you to try to get back.
Hey,
Kimo, what you say?
That was all.
Yeah. I didn't say anything. That was Lil Will said something to you.
Well, like I said, all you got to do is put my phone on it. It's going to come up with a dog, 001. Money sign, with a dog, 001.
Go on mute, dog. You dumb motherfucker.
Let me find him. I got him. I put him on mute for a minute.
And he over there sipping that pussy.
Nah, he wasn't sipping nothing. He was talking to a business. He was making a business deal. He's probably going to host a show somewhere.
He giving his cash out. Yeah, he giving his cash app up. No, I forgot what I said. Shit, he interrupted me. He was talking. I don't know what I said, man. I said, when you coming out with your G-Body?
He sold it. He said he sold that thing.
Man, he ain't sold shit. When you coming out with it, Bobby?
What's that?
When you coming out with your G-Body?
Yep.
I sold it. Hey, Aunt Boney, where Aunt Boney go? You're lying, Bobby. You sound like you're lying. Where Boney
like
go?
Just shitty gambling with them cars, man. I want to race them motherfucker, man. I ain't got
to shit. How you going to say you want to race and all them motherfuckers? They say it's G-Body King.
I don't like the way they race, man. I got too bad of a temper. Come on, beat me up. Leave me the fuck alone. I don't like that, and I sold it, motherfucker. I don't like the way they race. They won't travel. They won't go nowhere. You got to go to Georgia to race. I don't like that. I'm trying to race.
Oh.
Fuck me.
You saying they only want to go to Georgia?
I mean, that's where all of them at, bro. A lot of them guys, young guys, they ain't come out to do no traveling. They don't go leave home. Shit. You ain't saw no major G-Body race no goddamn way else other than Georgia and Alabama.
Oh,
you kept short to me,
now. Alabama.
Yeah, that's why y'all left. Them guys don't travel like that. And I don't, I mean, I thought it was going to be something good when they was going to do the 90,000 shit like that, and I thought maybe that's what it was. So, like everybody else, I'm anticipating on getting them, and let's go get it. Nah, I'd rather just fuck with the old ragged Mustang.
Okay. Hey, and where Aunt Boney go?
Hey,
Boney, you still on there?
You saw the bet, Bobby? You saw the red bet?
Yeah, I sold it.
What up,
Boney go? Hey, Boney, we need to know. Like, we don't know the rules up here, man, so we can lock in, man. Now, if you got a limited G-Body, what is the rules, Boney? The motherfuckers, I'm going to lock you in a limited G-Body. Limited is limited. What is the rules, Boney?
4-4 nitrous. You can be, I don't know if they open up the rules where you can be four link, but I know you could be left bar. That opposite that was the floors can be cut. You know how you can have floors cut, I think from the firewall back, you can cut the floors or either on the rear bulkhead. I don't know if they changed the rules in between since we first started. 12-inch wheels. Leg stand, front window, fiberglass trunk. Hood, bumpers, okay. You can move your frame rails. You can move your frame rails, and now it can be per the new rules. You can tip it in front of the top.
They can do
the old rules. Per the new rules, you can tip it in front of the rear top. But the old rules, like what the first original race went off of, you had to have the frame rails over the rear behind the rear top.
Okay.
But you can move them in 2 inches, no, for clearance.
So there's no restrictions on the interior, none of that?
No restriction on the interior. You can have one seat, whatever you want. Now, Junior, you got to have 2 seats. Your floors can't be cut. You can alter your trunk area, whatever, put whatever you want back there, cover it. Fiberglass, hood, bumper. I don't think they let the deck lids in yet. 10-inch wheel max, big blocks allowed, front deck height, single system, and conventional head, so you can't be big shooting like that.
Now, what about the fucking,
You gotta have
four.
But the small a small block can have anything. What about a small block in the junior?
Two kids.
Phone broke up. You say what?
Two kids stop board space.
Two kids. Any intake? It ain't got a cast intake one. It don't have to be none of that.
I think it's still cast intake.
Now, Bernie, who checks all them rules, man? Who check all them rules? Do anybody ever get caught on some bullshit?
They got, you remember Dirty White Boy? That's why he didn't.
Yeah, yeah, I remember Dirty White Boy.
When he had a big shootout coming up, he come past 10.
Yeah. Damn. What was wrong that he couldn't pass? What did he have off? What did he have off that they wouldn't let him go? Oh, yeah, I did hear something about the wheels. Okay. He didn't want to change the
wheels.
He could have swapped some. Yeah, he could have changed some motherfuckers right quick, couldn't he?
What do you other things I can't control? So, but his wheels is what stand out. Really, yeah.
Oh, he must have had 11-inch wheels on it.
Yeah, well,
I heard he had
10-inch wheel max. He had 11-inch wheel on there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wait a minute, but how can you see an 11 to 10-inch wheel with the naked eye? I mean,
they got a gauge. They put a gauge on.
So somebody ratted him out. Knew he. No, man.
He holds his and he measures that. Nobody telling him.
Your phone,
Bonnie,
breaking
your phone
up, Bonnie.
Fucking up, Bonnie. Get out the country, man. Come back to the front of the house. We can hear you now. Yeah.
Nah, I said John Sears and Darren with B&B take the cars.
Oh, okay.
On the bigger end.
Okay.
So the same way y'all got taking the Lordburg, they just like that in the race.
Damn. He didn't have a set of rims there that he could have swapped up, put on.
They didn't make it in time for the shootout. They came after the first round, I think. Yeah, they did.
The white boys ran good too, boy. I know they had car, they ran real good.
Man, the car is called Dirty White Boy, Kimo. Little Eric Kimmel.
No, but ain't that the car that he that
white
he tore,
boy? The white boys don't race no more. No. No.
I was thinking
about
that
the white
car that they tore
car.
up here. Yeah, that's I thought that was them.
No, that's two totally different cars.
Okay, because he tore it up
that's
up here, right?
Totally different car. All right. No, I don't think he tore it up here. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Shit, I can't remember.
That was that Monte Carlo, Kimo. That was a Monte Carlo. That's not them. That's a Monte Carlo.
What's it called? Trick Racing tow their car up here. I don't know about the white boys.
It's the white boys, then.
No, he's talking about the one with the skulls on it, man, back in the day. At Monte Carlo.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's what I'm telling you.
No, they never did
that car. Yeah.
That car still around there, Boney?
Yeah, it's still around.
Man, that was a pretty nice car, I thought. He's the first motherfucker I seen that had no dashboard in there. I said, damn, he ain't got nothing in that motherfucker.
You know who car I thought was raggedy, and first time I seen it, the goddamn Billy Glenn. He had that black Mustang. It was a hatchback. Man, that motherfucker had wires everywhere. Boy, he whooped everybody's ass up here in Pro 500. God damn, that's a raggedy bitch. But that bitch ran.
Damn. Who else got fucked up, man, down at Street King? I know Tutu got his ass whooped from up here.
Man.
Who the fuck else, right?
What happened with Tony Dines and Oz? They didn't race. What happened to that?
They was on Saturday.
Oh. I said Friday on that thing they texted. It said Friday.
Yeah, but like Bobby said, if they canceled the race,
think,
they didn't have to come.
I think Baldy supposed to ran Tony Dines, too. No, the Friday race, because that was a shootout. They had some lock-in races Friday.
Friday was a wheelchair race.
It wasn't just a race.
It was just a practice.
See, that's what Will was asking. Even though it ain't your race, is that what Will was asking? Even though it ain't
but
your
they,
race,
yeah, but they
locked
in
come?
For that test too. They locked in for that shootout.
They locked in for that date.
You got to show up. You locked in for that date. It wasn't for the wet race like me and Biz was. We locked in for the race, so it was canceled.
No, but I'm
like
saying
said,
the
he
race,
got up
if your race is 2 days. I'm saying if your race event is a day.
Okay.
Yeah, but if they cancel it, it's canceled for both days. Now, if they want to open the race up, then...
Yeah, wheelchair only got a one-day event, Kima.
We got a one-day event.
I had fun, though.
I was happy we got it on Saturday. And we let us race Saturday. That line was long.
Trishan, you had fun because you whooped his ass. You'd have fun if you'd have lost, you think?
Nah.
Yeah.
No, I was just hoping I get some tests. I wasn't hoping I get to wait till 1 o'clock to get a test. Shit, I was there early.
Hey,
I got there at 6 o'clock. Shit, I made one hit, tried to, and it was fucked up after that. They don't got nobody to run the lanes, man. All them guys over there trying to collect that money to get in the gate. They ain't had nobody in the lane. I couldn't even get my tech card up. How the fuck I get my tech card too? They were like, just a number on your window. I said, damn, I still have a tech card. Yeah, nobody in them lanes, man. They just walk over there and open the gate up. Let some cars come through.
Hey,
Lord, how much?
There wasn't a lot of oil downs. They ain't checking motherfucking cars and shit.
Man, every other path a wheel came off. One motherfucker was in a truck. The wheel, he drove the whole goddamn truck with no wheel, man. They had to go chase him on the four-wheeler. This motherfucker went down with no wheel, man. He was still going. I said, what the fuck?
Dang.
What's my man name from Tennessee that one got the prostate leg? He be down there
Tennessee.
All the time at the races. I think he's from Tennessee. He was over there helping me.
One leg Craig. Is that one leg Craig?
No, that's
what's
Craig.
One leg Craig.
That's Craig from Texas. No leg Craig.
Oh.
I forgot his name.
This nigga said one leg Craig. This nigga keep on knowing he retired.
Lord, how much?
Cut him out.
Who is that? Who is that on kid? You know who he is, man. That one guy be over there. He's still there by the leader. When y'all be cooking.
Shit,
I don't know, Street
King.
You talking about Preacher Boy? You can't be talking about Preacher
Boy. No, it ain't Preacher Boy. No, it's not Preacher Boy. He about tall as kid. Man, he cool as hell, man. He helped me push the car. The motherfucker left me, man. He was pushing the goddamn car. He took off before I could take him, man. Well, I'm telling him thanks for his help. He fell there with me the whole time.
That nigga ain't want no thing. That nigga wants you, them country niggas want you to grease their pocket. They don't want no motherfucking thank you.
Nah.
They want you to throw
them
something.
You
don't want to race them. hey, man, you don't want to race too, nigga? Throw me some.
Yeah, we had to pay all them to race. See, that's why I'm giving the driver $800 to the ambulance. They were like, that's $800 an hour. Tell Biz to get up there. Biz was taking all day to come.
Oh, man, not the Chi-Town making Biz.
Now, Vine don't want to race car. Vine tomorrow. He want to see the video. He don't want to run me yet.
Get Vine on, Lil' Will.
Well, I said he want to see the video, man. He said, I want to see the race of you and Biz. I said, for what? Just lock in. I'll show you on the video.
Damn.
I'll show you on the video. You're going to have your own video.
Uh-oh. Lord, have mercy.
Get him on, Will.
Aaron, will you want Vic toe tag, or you run toe tag too?
Yep. I'll run them all.
Got to go with him. Oh, shit. Got that young money on the warpath. They done whoop ass from north to the south, from south to the north.
Hey, Kimo, they said they slept in the Roach Motel, come back. How many cars y'all took to block them trailers in, Kimo? Because you know them country boys,
we
steal now.
We had a house down there. Brandon's family stayed down there.
I'm talking about on the way back. No,
oh,
I'm talking about the hotel.
That's the,
tonight.
That,
We drove all the way through.
No.
I told you, I drove all.
Y'all stayed near Macon somewhere.
No, we stayed down there, but we parked the trailer down there, man. We parked the trailer. We drove to Brandon people's house and got a hotel. Our trailer was over there. We parked the trailers over there in the driveway. We got a badass house over there in what the fuck is that, Charleston or something? It's like 40 minutes away from Atlanta.
I thought Saturday night y'all had to stay in a regular hotel.
No, we stayed in a hotel. We parked the trailer. No, we didn't have a trailer. We put them up. We didn't have to.
I had his ass
breathed ass
down there all
week. And we went and got rooms. Yeah, Brandon was down there from South Carolina. He drove straight over there.
I know.
Brandon was gone.
He's been down there all week.
He was gone on the road for 3 weeks. That's why he got the kids at the car show. They was on his ass.
Vine said he gonna call in.
Yeah.
Vine said he gonna call in.
Vine know these killers on the loose.
He said he had dinner. He might be at dinner.
And them car show cars coming. They riding.
He said Vine said he had death in the family. What you say, that?
He just posted on Facebook. For the Father's Day.
Hey, I just seen him post something.
Yeah, he posted his kids up, all of them. Brown Boo posted his kids up. It's going to be pretty interesting, that queso race.
Yeah.
I ain't know what tie to put
on. Bobby,
hey,
Bobby, what race? Bobby, what's your next race, man? Where you going? Oh, Bobby going to be at next, baby. Aaron,
yes,
SEAL Team 6 didn't have nothing for you to jump on?
No, they were like, everybody was testing, man. It was so messed up because the car kept holding the truck down. I tell you, I was in the stage six, 7 o'clock. I made the hit, they took me back, and I got back up there after I put the fixed the leak and put my diaper on, and I had a timing issue, but I don't know what happened, but
yeah, I found it. Hey, how many guys you think got a diaper on them cars?
A lot of people got them. James Black got one. I put one on you. Gotta have it, man. You gotta have it. So I told him about it. I put it on. Gotta have that shit, man. Save your life too, shit. Save your car.
Right. Bobby, do you require a diaper at your race? Where's Bobby at?
Hell no. Them country motherfuckers ain't gonna have no diaper on. Okay.
Hey, y'all need to be talking about why they ass fart motherfucking Lapeer. Why they do that?
Okay, let's whoa. Hold on.
They ass fart over concrete. I think it's under the 50-foot mark though, but I saw pictures, they was on Facebook with the picture. I thought they were just fucking
around. Yeah, I seen somebody post that. I seen somebody post something like, why did they do that stupid shit or whatever. I didn't know what the hell they were.
The fuck point of putting all the concrete down?
Yeah. I know. Maybe he had to go and redo some shit.
Will, why they do that, Will?
No. We're going to see.
What you say? Hello?
Maybe.
Go ahead.
Why they ask for 40, look here like that over the concrete? Why they do that? That's brand new concrete. That shit ain't a couple of years old.
Oh, I don't ask me now. You show asphalt and they just wasn't painting it.
That was asphalt, man. They put it on Facebook. They asphalt like after.
Yeah, they had it on Facebook
and
somebody said, why would you do this? I seen that.
Yeah.
I didn't know what track that was.
That was up here. Perfect concrete.
Yeah.
They said it had a bump down there. I ain't never felt no bump.
Damn.
I think that's down by the quarter mile, though, I think.
Man, that shit look like it's up front. Maybe they're going to do pull your own puddle from back there now. Probably going to run the other way to pull your own puddle. Maybe that's right. Yeah, you're probably right. I know I just seen concrete, like, up at the beginning, and then I see asphalt, like, down.
And they're going to ask for it on the 8th of mile mark on the back.
Okay. Yeah. Just did it.
Them bad? All
yeah.
Bad. Huh?
Yeah. He said, what, Aaron?
No, I'm talking about what.
I'm talking to somebody. Hey, where the fuck is this race car ride in Toe Tagger? You got that, Aaron, that small block ready. You can't even get these guys on the phone no more. What the fuck going on? I don't like that kind of shit.
What's the name just called me?
Who?
That guy. I said, you not Brandon in. What I'm running you for? You know that Marcus Crawford. I said, you not Brandon in. You got no business talking with you.
Damn. Marcus Crawford.
Oh, did Brandon run him?
Nah, the times was messed up. Had to pay him. We thought it was 7 o'clock. It was 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Check it.
I'm looking for Tote. We're looking for Tote Tagger. Tote Tagger ain't. The Toe Tagger, the fucking race car Vaughn. Race car Vaughn. Vaughn ain't got
that car back together yet.
I know he only had that thing back together.
So. I know he was working on it one day.
Goddamn Vaughn is a clown. He's good for the game, but he's a clown. I like him. I like that goddamn clown ass clown.
I'm making him out as a safe racer. You gotta watch videos of him studying it.
Yeah, I thought he was a killer.
He was a clown. He wanna watch the video so he can put the stopwatch on it.
Oh man, not the stopwatch.
What's the point
you're
looking at
these guys? They tell me these guys be safe racing, and we don't know what we're talking about. But the more and more you deal with them, the more we find out they're doing some stupid shit. Kid, what's happening, baby?
Shit, nothing much, Chemo.
What's your next big event, baby? What's your next big event?
Shit, I don't know.
Toe tag. Where is the toe tagger? He ain't tagged no toes. The toe tagger got his toe tag.
Why he didn't run
what he got
the
up
Regal? Why he didn't run the Regal?
Toe tagger is run. He run with Pete and them, don't he? Don't the toe tagger run with Pete and them?
Hell no. They had Kenny Hubbard there.
Oh. Yeah, he did have Kenny Hubbard there. Right.
Uh-oh, here go this goddamn race car, Vaughn. Ooh-wee.
I guess.
Hey, Vaughn. Vaughn.
You didn't turn your front and back lights on.
205-2757, your mic open. Vaughn, is that Vaughn?
No.
Who is this?
That's an Alabama.
I want to know who got that goddamn nice crazy little goddamn feet.
Oh, that's sad. That's Country Bunker. I thought that was Vaughn. That's Country Bunker! What's going on, Country?
Hey, who would they got that nice crazy little bottom of their feet?
They damn near to the bone or whatever it is.
Oh, man. Not the sandpaper.
Jeez.
I think that was Aaron out there raking the leaves up. He said he was trying to get them up before it rained.
He better get some wet sand. He better get some 1,000 in the water.
No goddamn leaves falling.
Man, I was trimming
a Brett paint in the driveway. I thought it was his ass I was trimming. So I had to come trim some more.
Oh, come on, Aaron. He's very disrespectful to Chi-Town making beers.
Hey, how you think he would if he'd have whooped my ass? He'd have been the same way.
Oh, man.
You already hear him talking about he ain't worried about none of us. If it ain't Randy or little Tony, he ain't worried about us. But I got
all the rest of y'all don't count.
He can't beat the Indians, so don't talk to the Chiefs no more. You got to go through us.
Oh,
now you gotta
man.
Talk to
Chimo.
Hey, look. And
yeah.
the CEOs weren't even there. It was just us there.
Mm.
CEOs weren't even there. CEO wasn't there. The Tony wasn't there. Nobody there. So how that make them feel? How that make them feel, Chimo? Mm. How you think he like that?
No.
They weren't even there. They weren't even at the track.
I don't know.
Good God, Ben. Man, you better throw a sink at that bitch. I rolled that bitch out of the trailer. He said, shit, Ben, you got to run that. The same junk. That same junk.
Now, Chimo.
All right.
Aaron, I just got, go ahead. Who that? Call me.
Nah, this twin from the DMV. Chimo Kid,
what's
Woody Dog Whoever listening.
What's going
now,
on,
how y'all
twin?
Feel, I can't call it. How y'all feel about that all steel, all glass step category or whatever the fuck people want to put them in? How y'all feel up there about it?
Oh, man, not the King Kong.
Well, Lil Will.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah,
They don't weigh
Lil
that
Will
much.
Lil Will likes to say
they don't
that.
Weigh that much. They don't make them weigh that. They don't make them weigh that. If they want to cry about it, tell them to put a 50-pound bar in their car. That's all. Put 50 pounds on the passenger side or something. They don't even weigh nothing, man. The shit is pointless with what it costs.
What's your name, cuz?
I'm Aaron. Street
what's
King.
What's your name?
From Young Money.
Hey, Aaron.
Aaron from
hey,
from
Street
Young
King.
Money.
Hey, Aaron, Street King from Young Money. Don't you feel like it's like another like kind of pacifier that everybody gonna be like, well, it's this, it's that. You gotta have this, you gotta have that. Man, fuck all that. We racing.
Right. As I am. I mean, I only put it on my car because I crashed it. I couldn't find it, so I put plastic on it. But Liz didn't care, like he told me. I don't care. Come on. Yeah, that's how I am. I run it. I don't give a fuck. The same way with my big blocks. I ain't going to run some big blocks, but most of the majority of them are running, motherfucker. Head the fuck up.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Running. I don't want nothing. I'm going to run him. Like
no.
Vaughn. I'm going to run him. Head the fuck up. Ain't gonna
oh, man.
Not
race
car Vaughn. He can keep all his kits. I'm going to use one motherfucking gun on his ass. I got one. He can keep all his kits.
Lord,
every one of the motherfuckers. He a jitty boom, man. He a jitty boom. He like this. He a jitty boom.
Oh, come on,
Aaron. Hey, Aaron, I just had a guy text me. Does Aaron plan on driving anymore?
Yeah, it's my car. I always drive it. Ain't nobody drove my car. That's the first time somebody made a pass in my car. I promise he can drive it. He can make the first run. Right? The man helped me with my car, man. He wired my shit. So I told him he can run it. When they cancel peso race. Shit, all they got to do is lock in. And I bet you this motherfucker talking, he don't own his car and will drive against me.
Mm-hmm.
He got a small block. Tell him to get the fuck down on 275.
Lord, that much.
And he drives.
Not on 275.
I'm back. What I missed?
Somebody talking shit in the background. Tell him to get their ass in the car. Yeah, everybody, you ain't never seen nobody drive my car but me. That's the first time somebody drove it. Well, sure enough, fact, we can lock in for, what's the name? 5 on 25 for peso rate. 7 o'clock. Sure enough.
No, I think, Mappy said they waiting on the transmission.
Oh, they ain't got it yet.
Hey, Street, you on here trying to get... Street Junior got you one win, and you went here trying to get me
no,
a black
no,
meat.
No, I told them I didn't have my car running. No, they were supposed to lock me in last time. They said they want to run me. I want to run.
That's our meat, man.
Oh, well, you can drive. You can drive against them, man. Get them if the car don't be up there. You can get them.
Race car Vaughn, my meat, goddammit.
Race car Vaughn won't call in. I mean, maybe he out with the kids. So I can't, you know, it's his Father's Day, so I got to give them guys that much of courtesy. But Race car Vaughn was talking shit to y'all. Now he's talking about he got to see a video. Where they do that at?
I don't know. You tell me.
Damn, Vaughn. Only in Indiana. Only in Indiana. Only in Indiana. Godly.
As Tina Turner would say, what's a video got to do with it?
Yeah. As now, Rich Tavon was talking shit to you, wasn't he, Ann? Yeah, I think Boyce Carvajal used to be talking shit to Aaron. Oh, man. 313-5986. Your mic open. Who I got?
Oh, guys. This Brandon.
Huh?
This Brandon. This Brandon. Brandon. Hey, Aaron.
Oh, man.
Aaron, you got to excuse Vaughn. Aaron, you got to excuse Vaughn for when he was talking shit. Don't take it, you know, like that. He didn't really want to race. He
don't
didn't really mean what he was saying.
Don't take it personal.
It was just the weather that made him talk like that. It was cold out.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Okay. So
don't
he did actually. He said he wanted to see the video of me and Diz. He did say that now, Brandon.
Yeah, he just want to watch
the video.
You know, that's what fans do. They watch videos.
I mean, he ain't said that he wasn't going to race. Hell, his car down.
Shut up, Bobby. I ain't talking to you.
Bobby, stay out of Chicago, Detroit shit. That's a N-word.
You just trying to dog him out, man, on the phone, man.
Hey, Bobby, you might want to go ahead and push that mute button before I draw this motherfucker on you again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
You disrespectful, Brandon.
What's wrong with your
dog? I don't like when Bobby talk on his phone on this show. He's supposed to talk on the show on Monday.
Be ready when I get
supposed to talk on dog show on Monday, not on Sunday. On the chemo show.
Be ready when I get there.
Hey Bobby, so you coming to their race and gonna draw on them at their race.
Bobby said he coming to Dragway 42 and fuck y'all up.
Hey, kid.
That's going to be rough, down there. That's going to be rough.
What up, Brandon?
Chemo, you know Cuck got Bobby Card. I'm on mute.
A pair of lips will tell you anything.
Huh? I guess you got a point there.
Lil Will, you back. Hey, Lil Will, Vaughn ain't called in or nothing. He's still with the kids or something.
Timo, you know he found that video. You know he found that video.
Hey, Bobby.
Yo.
I got a question, man. They said, did the guy asphalt LaPierre?
No, man. He just fixed it. It's still cement. The top end where it converts from cement to asphalt had a little dip in it, so he had Rod Globo replace it. But it's still cement.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
you got an event coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, sir. June 25th is about to be a hell of a show, man. We got Chicago coming in heavy. We got Jeremiah and Zay and them coming in.
Ooh,
we got
Chicago.
Jeremiah and Zay. And then I'm hoping Skin can make it too. But we got at least 2-3 cars coming.
You know what?
They lucky
Aaron pulled my lock-in card away from me this weekend because I was sure going to lock Zay the fuck in.
Oh, ooh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
You bring your lemon head jive ass to Michigan this weekend?
Absolutely. Holy water.
What day you coming, Jeremiah?
Well, the race is on Saturday, so.
Y'all coming? If you coming on Friday, Young Money might show you a good time around the city. You know what I'm saying?
Here.
If you come on Friday, I'm pretty sure Young Money will probably show you a good time around the city. You know what I'm saying? Take some of the nice areas. Hang out a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to take on the Minjos.
Show some hospitality.
Y'all going to take him on Migos.
Not Migos.
Oh,
I don't have a problem with coming down there Friday. In fact, I would like to puddle and go on Friday if somebody wanted to play on the street.
Ooh.
Lord have mercy.
Wow.
Lock in, man.
That's
I'm going to get somebody
Red
on the
like
street.
To do. Red
yeah, well,
run them on the
Red
street.
Tell Red and we could do two races.
Yeah, Red locked in at the track.
Yeah, but we could do it on the street.
He said two races. He said he'll do two races.
Now, Jeremiah, don't be diving now. You dive. Don't be don't be on this phone capping now as a young folk player.
No, I don't cap.
Well, let me say this. I don't cap often.
I'm already going to gap by a car and a half at the track.
Wow.
I tried on the street the night before. I mean, I'm going to race him at the track.
Wow. Where's somebody get red on the line?
Answer,
let me get
him me. Hey, Peso.
Yeah,
is the track going to be hooking Peso?
Hell yeah. I got Brandon Mass coming.
Oh, Lord. Now, you know, you can't have them guys coming. You got all them guys with them sock studs and all that shit in their rim, man.
Hey, Will. I just watched three wheels come off. Two axles come out.
Hey, no, hold on. Hey, Aaron, what about that motherfucker that turned that bitch, that STN loose, and the axle, the wheel shot off that bitch and went in front of the truck? My man drove that bitch
all
the way down into the return road, man.
Oh, man,
no
not the three-wheel motion. Not the three-wheel motion.
These country motherfuckers. Well, I'm just saying, now, y'all trying to tell me, if you get a pair of axles from Strange, right, that's the regular size stud. Them bitches are break. I ain't never seen one of them studs break before. Hey, Lil Will, all three of the cars that was at the track that had a slick on, they all broke the wheel off.
He looking like dog.
Oh, man. Three-wheel motion.
Dang. Dang, man. Look at that bitch. Well, listen, man. I want to give David Floyd credit, man. Whoever his crew is out there, they train to prep that motherfucker track, man. They out cold.
What about?
And they spray that bitch from the burnout box all the way down to the H. They don't spray it from the starting line of the H. They spray it in the water box, in the water.
Lord, how much?
So a nigga start choking his motor,
they ran out.
In the towel. The bitch start hooking.
Yeah,
that
much. Yeah.
That's how that bitch sounds. They got the timing pulled down too far. Hold
yeah,
on.
The ones that are there.
Hey, so, Brandon, I mean, SEAL Team 6 didn't draw on y'all or nothing? You know y'all was at the headquarters.
Hey, pal,
you
came over here.
What up?
I didn't pay attention to who was drawing on who.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Damn. I see you. Take a bag out there. Take a bag.
Come on, man.
They live. They report live from the North End Car Show. Hey, Mel.
Go ahead, man.
Who won the best of the show? Who won the best car down there?
There's a whole lot of shit here.
Oh, y'all didn't give out no awards.
No, we didn't give out no awards tonight.
I went to the drink.
Y'all
don't need nothing.
Yeah, we just did our first food this time. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
We're done our first cruise this time.
Okay. Is Shaker making up all the food, or what he doing?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's full now, wherever he
is.
I don't know where that little motherfucker put all that food there, but the Lord, he showed me.
God damn. Move that motherfucker.
Hey.
All right, Melvin, you got too much noise. We
okay, I got too much noise, man. I'll call you back.
Man, Big Mel had the best car show so far.
That white boy just shot. Good God, he shot the shit out of that motherfucker.
Hey, Will.
Yeah,
hey.
Go ahead, Pay.
Who you like? Who you like? Holy Water or Charles Manson?
Man, as much as I hate to say this, I don't think Red can run with
Ooh.
As much as I add to track, let me say it like that.
Your report. Your report. Okay, who you like? Who you like? You like, you like Junkyard or you like Lonnie in the GTO?
I gotta see them shakes. Man, that white boy going crazy on these fools. I gotta see the shakedowns on that.
Okay.
That's a ride or die GTO, right?
Yes, sir, that blue one. That they used to own over there. What was that? I forget his name, but yeah, yeah, the blue GTO.
BR used to own it.
Yeah, BR, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then we got
BR sold his GTO.
Man, he sold it like 2 years ago. I forgot about it.
Oh, okay.
Then we got,
can I bring that mouse down there and put it on
Kimo,
the place so I can sell it?
We got that outrage, Kimo. We got that outrage. We got the quarantine. We got that GTO.
Bring the mouse down there. Put the mouse
up
for sale. No.
I'm gonna put it up for sale, bro.
We got Holy War. We got Quarantine versus Junkyard as well.
Is that your noise? Peso?
No,
they
need
background noise.
No, I'm at the crib watching the game.
It went away.
My.
Aaron, is you going to that event or what?
Hell yeah, I'm trying to lock show notes in.
Man, let me do it, Aaron. Let me do it, please, man. Let me do
lock
it, please.
Them in. Go ahead.
Hey, hello. Hey, Junkyard. I don't like calling Junkyard out because that's my man. I like him too much. But we just from Keto, Chicago. Zay, I heard you coming down here. I want to do like them ghetto girls do when they fight in the neighborhood. I want to snatch you down the street.
Damn! Get Zayvon.
What are we talking about?
God damn!
Snatch that man.
Zayvon just posted. He took his car apart.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was selling somebody parts, man. I thought that was somebody car parts he was selling. That's Zayvon car.
If he took it apart, Brando.
He said he was working on Father's Day. Pull the trans out and all the other shit out.
Oh, okay. Well, I ain't
gonna
bother. Von said he coming over next weekend. Von said he coming over.
Yeah, but Von won't come to the phone. They try.
For race car, Von got the back fucking tire.
Damn,
God,
not the back tire.
Damn.
With street king, with the gold digger.
Damn. Lord, how much?
Nigga done lost his mind. Nigga on the move. Nigga don't win praise on the phone.
Reggie Red, never scared. Hello.
Damn.
You said you wanted Aaron. I know you on here listening. Push the one button. Come get this issue.
Mm.
Don't stop there.
Brandon been drinking that
month.
They got a burger.
Been drinking that Crown Royal.
Get that one too, Brandon. Get that burgundy Malibu over there too. They got one over there. I don't like poking at nobody if they ain't ready, so I ain't gonna bother that. But if he ready, he's gonna be there.
That's why I said all you gotta do is say he ain't ready. I don't know, he in the shop though. Gene got it there.
If he ain't ready, just say uncle.
That's Father's Day, yo.
Hey, you got a lot of work to do. We trying to catch Boney record, man. We got to catch Boney record. We got 50
Hell
wins
yeah.
or something. We got to try to catch that record, man.
Damn.
Hey, Juice Man locked in with
45 and 12.
Where's Stutterbug at?
He got
60
races.
Stutterbug ain't safe. Stutterbug ain't safe either, Brandon. Get it
ass
Gold digger would like to see you.
We gonna have a fire.
Either one of them.
He locked
man,
in with
bring
Juice, man.
He can bring a firebird. Hold on, let me. I'm gonna make it real easy for everybody in Pontiac. Everybody in Pontiac got action with the gold digger. Just push the one button. You gotta hit up right
here. Uh oh.
Good God Almighty.
Uh oh. The money.
Don't all push it at once. Maybe that's what they waiting on. Don't
if you
all
don't
push
like
it at once.
If you don't like it, it's for sale. Cash only, no trade. Roller or runner, however you want to do it.
I'm about to go home.
Man, we can go to the casino or something, man. Fuck it. Everybody don't race.
Damn, Street King.
Nah, stop receiving to go on. 8:30.
Go on mute, Bobby.
What?
I told you about that. Bobby. Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby, that's Spaghetti Bobby. Where'd Jeremiah go? What about that Joe Ferry guy? He won't run Jeremiah on the street.
Man, they don't need to be running on the street, man. I don't even want to even talk about the street. I want them to race at the track. All of them, man. Fuck that street. They don't have an event for a reason. Fuck that street.
Good point.
Well,
they got
a Regal over there. I don't know if LC wants to do it or not, but they got a Regal over there, 79. I'm just saying, Brandon. I'm just saying.
Who? Who?
Pete, Puerto Rican Pete.
What? They looking? Man, them people ain't look. We looking in the back of their heads. They ain't looking in our direction. They bet not be. I need to mute my mic. Come on.
Where'd the show go?
Told you we should have just loaded up and left. We shouldn't even ran big. We should have just left.
Brandon at the stroke showdown now, North End. Brandon,
man, I had a good time
stroke
today, North End, the big male show down there on the North End. I seen so many double shot bottles floating around through the streets over there.
A
kind of
stroke fest.
Man,
what
I
you call that, Brandon? A stroke fest.
I know the local gas station and liquor store over there sold out of all Newports and Kools and all double shots. Paul Masson and Seagram's Extra Dry Gin. That was a great show. I had fun. My kids had fun. My son was out there. He watched everybody go.
Hamilton was there. Yeah, had all of
them. I know they feel good. I know they feeling good.
Man, they over there feeling
good. They going to pull some hose shots tonight, though. They going to warm them bitches up now.
It's raining.
Hey,
it's
they
raining.
Did it earlier.
It's starting to rain.
Lil Will, you missed it. You missed it earlier, Lil Will. They did a... All the race cars got to get over there, and they did a cruise, and they was cutting them bitches loose. Bernard cut that bitch loose.
Bernard with that yellow bitch.
Bernard cut that bitch loose. He had a motherfucking big ass. He had a thermos in his hand that was big as fuck, that was full of liquor.
he was feeling good.
Oh, man. The
Will, hey, Will.
Show.
Will,
man, I had a great time.
Lock in what?
Me and your car, the little street car.
Man, you crazy. I got one street car already. I'm done. You see what I...
My boy Lil Will pulled through. Lil Will
came
through to the car
show
today. Lil Will, they want to
hang
out
the window.
Yeah.
Man, I'll let you leave. Let's go for 200.
No, I ain't doing nothing.
Hey, Kimo.
Oh, my God.
No fast.
We ain't going to have no fun on your dog.
All of the Hellcat. Raise, whatchamacallit, Tofi brother.
Who? What's his name?
Simon.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
You know that was Tofi brother?
Yeah, actually, I just learned about that. He actually told me, like, last month he came up to me and was telling me his brother died in an accident, and then he told who he was. And I'm like, wow, I never knew that until he told me that, yeah. I never knew that. I mean, that dude is a one-man show. One-man show. Well, him and his cigar, that's it.
Run that little midget motherfucker. You know he'll bring his shit over there.
I don't
say the man's name. The man that I race.
Oh, man. You're talking about Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris.
I'll run skin all day.
He ain't going to run for no 200, though.
We can run for whatever you want to run for.
Oh, man.
$20 or $1,500, whatever, $2,000. Hey, man, Juice Man locked in with Stutterbug in there, man, with Tucker Boys, Tucker Racing. It's going to be another good one.
Wheel to wheel?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think they on wheels. Yeah, rim race. Yeah, that's King Cut car. I forget the name of his car. Right this second.
Didn't know it wasn't nothing but a barbecue down there in Georgia. All the wind races went down there.
Man, I ain't never seen so many people run to a race with 70% chance of rain like that in my life. But shout out to everybody that went down there. But yeah, it was just a barbecue. I was watching videos. I was watching people just like legit had their car in the rain at the car show. So I'm like, damn, that's mad respect. I can't.
Ain't not pay. So I got a question.
Yeah.
We were talking about this race year earlier. Now you know how y'all got a 2-day event, right? Friday
right.
and Saturday, right?
Yeah.
If Friday shows 0% chance of rain, and Saturday shows, I'm gonna say 60% chance of rain. Are you gonna do like most guys do, get that Friday money, or are you gonna cancel it both days?
You're supposed to cancel both days if you cancel Saturday. But I ain't gonna lie to you. A lot of people, a lot of promoters, they get Friday, and then they cancel the event.
They have a good Friday, like the holiday,
yeah.
A good Friday.
Yeah.
They have a good Friday.
Yeah, you can get,
Friday.
I mean, respectfully, and I say that because motherfuckers still out a few thousand going into that event. No matter how you look at it, a promoter going to be down 3 to 5 going into a good event, you know. So, yeah, you're going to try to get as much as you can to help. But yeah, if you can, if I say, all right, y'all, you know what, we're going to run Friday. But Saturday, you know, I'm going to cancel. Technically, Friday's supposed to be canceled, but shit, I ain't going to sit here and lie to you. If it's a big race and a lot of people are already coming, you know, you're going to run Friday and just cancel Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why would you cancel Friday if you can race?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. It's just, but it depends on the wording, right? Because what I think about before I ever cancel an event is the races that are locked in. You got to always think about
mm-hmm.
that as a no-time grass promoter. You got to – if there's a race locked in, there's a difference. You locked in for an event. If I cancel that event, then that grudge race is canceled. If I – all right, we're going to move it to Sunday and we're not racing Saturday, that grudge race is still canceled. So it just depends, man. It depends on what you truly – but if I have Friday, like we do at 131, geared towards lock-ins and we can race on Friday, oh, shit, it's going
mm-hmm.
down. You know, so that's what I mean. It's just two different lenses to look through.
Now, do the tracks charge
mm-hmm.
on Saturday if you play it by ear?
Yeah, because they need the revenue. They need the revenue, too. So most tracks on the Friday, we're going to watch that bad boy every hour. We're looking at the radar.
Okay,
yeah.
So no cars go down the track. They still charge you for the track on Saturday?
Yeah. Most of them will work, obviously. You know, they see the race. But, yeah, if you open the gate, they're going to charge you. If you're talking about, I want to see what happens, that's going to cost you some money. I want to see what's going to happen. That's what you're going to see that tab on your ass at the end of that day.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah. So it's a gamble, man. It's a gamble.
Do you still charge the people for 2-day passes?
If you're gambling, they're gambling with you, so they know what they're getting into.
No,
if you're
charging a 2-day pass, you would have to refund them money on the second day.
Well, that's the thing. If you pay for a 2-day pass and Saturday rain out, you lost your money. You lost your money. I mean, so a lot of guys come tap me on the show. They pay, so can I get my money back? Yeah, man, get money back, man. You know what I mean? I appreciate you. Can't do it for everybody. You know what I mean? But that $40 to some people it means a little different. So I do, you know, we do our best to do the right thing, put it like that. But you're right, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. You know, we're not selling online tickets and stuff, shit like that. You know, we're not doing the like NHRA stuff. So those are some good questions. But it's a lot of that is just a lot of decisions that go into play.
Now, Pedro, so you know me and Kimo got our race.
Where? I'm there.
At 131, me and Kimo got August 13th and the 14th.
Okay.
We're doing a free entry shootout, 20,000 to win.
Bet.
Anything on 28. Kimo, what else we going to have? Free food. Where Mo at?
Y'all silly. I'm there.
Hey, well, nobody come to that motherfucker. Man. I ain't going to them black motherfuckers. Fuck them.
No.
You said that, when you said free entry 20,000 to the winner, I knew you was messing with me.
Hey, no, I think that's the same weekend Tate right here on the 13th or the 14th. I think he's still having the race to steal Alabama.
Oh, I ain't seen nothing about that yet. I'll check on that.
Yep.
How's Tate doing? Is he working on any progress on the car?
Yeah, he said it ain't that bad. He needs a front end and a radiator and maybe a fuel cell or something. They don't need nothing much.
Okay.
And paint. I know he had pulled that, got a front end, was supposed to be getting a front end anyway, because they had messed it up.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah, I say Willie Dog. They say Willie Dog had a little fender bender down there, and he got on there, and he talked about it. It doesn't look like he did too much damage, though.
He scraped the wall. He repaired.
Yeah, his was just a collector more than anything. It wasn't no body really.
It didn't even scrape the paint.
Damn. Well, he was lucky.
Yeah.
Well, Willie Dog was pretty lucky. Yeah, but hey, he make that track too tight, man. I don't know what you're gonna do, Peso. You know you're gonna get that. You know you're gonna have some oil down and some rim brakes. Don't let him tighten that motherfucking track all the way up.
Oh, man. I know. But you know what?
Motherfucker's still going to be in the gas, and the dry shed going to be flopping up under the car. They
yep.
still going to try to make that bitch go.
My man down there, his motherfucking wheel came off at the starting line. That motherfucker drove from the starting line when that bitch hit the ground all the way past the 8th mile. Them country boys, they
wheel motion.
Man, that bitch was on fire going down there fast.
Was he in the gas still?
Hell yeah, man, he stuck his arm out
the
window.
Oh, he thought that bitch wasn't hooking. He was trying to get the hook back up.
That motherfucker, you know how when you're driving on the street, you kick your arm out the window to show your rollie off? He did that and drove on down.
Oh, man.
Fire going down that bitch. Damn, look at this country boy.
Those country motherfuckers know they something else, man.
Man, that should be
he act like Boney everything fall off.
You got to come to Boney Chop.
I like Boney, man. I like Boney. All right.
Now, Kimo got a saying that he always used. Kimo, where you at?
I'll do it, Kimo.
Kimo. Where is Kimo? I got to ask Brandon this.
Uh-oh.
Where is Kimo at, man?
Sounds like trouble.
Well, man.
Kimo got a saying he always used, such and such under the hood, car no good. Uh-huh. Now we're trying to see who's the best such and such in the race game right now.
No,
where Kimo at?
I'm not in the running.
Huh?
I'm not even in the running.
Gotta put,
hell no.
You going to put you in the
I
running?
I don't even rank with them guys, man. Lil Will, that motherfucker raced 40. He raced 60-something times this year already. 61 times this year. I can't run with that motherfucker, man. I can't fuck with him. Ain't no comparison. It takes me 3 years.
Damn.
Who you talking about, Greg?
Man, Aunt Boney. Yeah, that's a...
His record, man.
Not the ABP.
49-12, man. Can't do nothing but respect that. I can't fuck with him. Yeah. I ain't got enough... Hey, all he got to tell me, Lil Will, is, man, you ain't even got enough track time to fuck with me.
You out there busting them boys' head, man.
Can't fuck with that. He raced too much shit.
Brandon, it's almost go time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll be calling you soon.
Hey, Peso.
Yeah.
God almighty. Damn, y'all any of y'all afraid of Jason Spaz on?
Yeah. What are you buying now?
Man, go look at what he just posted on. Go look at what just happened on that video he just posted. Good God almighty in Chicago. Man, they down the shit out there. Oh, shit, my power just flicked. Good God almighty.
Damn, they got shot like that?
Damn. Come on, Power, don't go out.
Wow. They just dropped him. Wow.
It's raining harder than the mud. Hey.
Man, I hope this power don't go out, man. Come on, power. Stay on.
No, my man shot him out cold. Like, what they shooting him for? This is what they do. This is like for other shit.
I don't even know if my window works. I don't even want to go out there.
Is Brandon, where you at?
I'm at home, man. Raining like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's about to throw down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Man. But, man, we got some good races out here for this weekend, y'all. We got a good five or six solid $5,000 plus pot.
Well, we're going to try to get one together with this gold digger, man.
Ooh, y'all bringing the digger?
The digger will be there.
Man, I know a couple guys been looking for the digger. Y'all don't want none with Silver Fox, do you?
Silver Fox? No.
Okay. What about his third small block? What about that small, the third small block?
That's a possibility.
Okay.
But if we go that high up the ladder, if we go that high up the ladder, it's probably gonna be something like the situation I'm going through right now.
What you going through right now?
Ain't gonna have nobody that's gonna wanna climb up there with you.
Steel Lonnie
already
get back up there.
Not the Steel
Lonnie,
no action.
The love truck. Love truck ready.
Oh yeah, we got
ready, man. You gotta get along. See if he ready.
About lying.
Damn, Streaking, you feeling that type way off three passes?
We were locked already before. We were locked already.
Feeling real good.
One and a half for who's counting?
Hey, Philly about to go home tonight.
Who, Philly?
Yeah.
My motherfucking power just slipped. Fuck. I'm missing the damn whatchamacallit.
Yeah, right. It's the worst time for it to go. It's fourth quarter. It's game tied.
That's right.
Woo! I'm about to go let my son rim down for that bitch be done flipped over 50 times.
Y'all scribble. Y'all got to go. Taking over this cousin.
Hey, Brad, don't tell me y'all ain't got caught over there in the rain with the race car.
No.
I
put the car up a long time. I'm at home.
Melvin and them still over there. Melvin, you
still
the noise they making over there?
Yeah. The only ones that can get out of there safe is all them cats back in Hill cats that still
look. Dang.
All the motorcycles and shit that was pulling in, they get out of luck.
Ooh, talking about the I gotta run out here and turn this motherfucker. Yeah, hard as rain.
It's raining hard right here. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Hey, you can see. Y'all ain't doing it. Y'all ain't doing it. And we all like to see big old peace. So
bring yourself
where he'll go. Damn. I just got smoked fucking down.
Man, I'm so too, man. Get low.
How long is it going to stay on?
Who's playing that?
Kimo!
Man.
Hey,
who?
Hey,
who the hell is that? Who the hell was the blue? playing that music.
Hey, Will. Hey, Will. Man, you see that the father, you see that father and son got shot in that Suburban? Man, they riddled that mug. Today. It's on the news. It's about to come on now.
Where at? Here?
Yeah, it's a black Suburban, an older one, like an 85 or 86.
I'm saying, where that happened at?
It happened here. I don't know if it's on the east side or west side. But they shot the whole truck up and he had his kid in the car. It hit both of them. So it looked like I seen me.
These boys.
Shot, like you know how they had a memory on the shells on the ground? Like they had an AK or something. It's about to come on now on Channel 2. That's the news.
And these folks are just flat out crazy. Let me show you again. Oh, man. What's up, kid? Kid, where about it? I don't know.
Ain't nobody left for me and you, ain't
there? Kind of looks like a pie joke. Shit.
Shit, they must
have
got down
at
the game.
Yeah. You didn't get a chance to make it over to wheelchair race, did you?
No, I had to work.
Oh, okay.
You coming to what's the name race? Devil Horse.
I don't know about Devil Horse, but pretty sure I'm going to try to make it down to a pace race in August, about the second weekend of August.
Take what take race is it?
It's going to be in Steele.
Okay, then. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the 13th and the 14th, whatever weekend that is, about the second weekend.
Or what month?
August.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the second weekend. Yeah, I'll be in the holiday at the pro then. When the Devil Horse race?
It's in September.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I might be back down again. Well, it's going to be a steal too, or what?
Yeah, it's going to be a steal.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably be a strong back down now. Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to a couple people today. I'm gonna call their name, but they said they're coming down the duck race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When is the ducks race? In August?
October? Yeah, October 14th, yeah.
Yeah.
During that weekend, yeah. That's my anniversary weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's down in Valdosta, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's went over to goddamn it, Darlington. It turned out to be a one-day race, and went to Orangeburg. It turned out to be a one-day race. See, goddamn. Shit, that's damn the 900 miles, goddamn, for both races. What the fuck?
Oh, man.
Yep.
Camp 18. Oh, man.
What up, Steve? Yeah, man.
What up, baby? What up, baby?
Shit, then I looked at a wheelchair race, and it definitely got them ahead of rain out for Saturday. I said, oh, well, I ain't going to take that chance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially guys, them I got to go through Atlanta. Man, that's some fucked up traffic coming through Atlanta.
Oh, go to the back road. Yeah.
Lord,
yeah, I'm going to go down the door. They're talking about going through Atlanta. I said, fuck that, I just go to the back road.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, goddamn, when we left Orangeburg, goddamn, it was, you know, stopped over in, forget what name of town it was, over there in Georgia to visit a friend of ours. And after we left him, we, you know, headed towards Atlanta. Goddamn it, and going to come on up, right? Man, goddamn it, got in Atlanta. And that must have been about, goddamn it, an accident every motherfucking 2 miles. I said, what the fuck? I'd hate to goddamn it see a little snow hit Atlanta. And them motherfuckers really can't drive.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend of mine, husband, had a wreck last night. Killed 9 people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He drive 18-wheeler and shit.
Yeah.
It was raining so hard they had stopped in the middle of the road. And he slammed on brakes. It was too late.
Oh, yeah?
And they killed 9 people. One adult and 8 children.
That must have been in a van or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, I'm finna get off here and shit like that. They looking at the game. It's a close game.
Yeah, I'm finna get off here, too, and finish watching this game. Yep. All right, Padre, I'll
listen. All right, okay.
All right, take care.
All right.
Hi, baby.